It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrence County's sports leader. Lawrenceville Indian Football, brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Funeral Home, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Loeb Oil. Follow Lawrenceville Indian Football all season long here on Light 103 WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Sinclair Vidoni Field in Casey, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian football, as the Lawrenceville Indians on the road for the second week in a row take on the Casey Westfield Warriors in Little Illini Conference play. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson's alongside. Glad you're with us for Friday night football as the Indians continue to search for elusive win number one. Tribe come in at 0-5 overall, 0-5 in league play. They take on a Casey Westfield Warrior ball club that is 2-3 overall and 2-3 in league play. Casey has lost their first three games, but have been on a roll ever since, including last week when they won over Robinson 40-7. Bill Richardson, as I mentioned, is alongside. And Bill, got two teams going in different directions here. Casey on the improve after a tough start, and the Indians off to a rough season and continuing a rough season.
Yeah, I had some correspondence with Coach Bonner this week, and he said, you know, that they started out kind of rough with those three losses, but so they've been getting better, and they've played like an improved program the last couple of weeks. He says it feels like they're playing right now. They're playing well enough to string a few more games together and be a playoff contender. He says what is really been impressive for them recently is their special teams play. Steve, we saw that come into play last week at Flora, very much so. He said that in the first five games, they've returned a kickoff for a touchdown, a punt for a touchdown, and they've had a scoop and score and a block punt. So special teams are maybe something we should keep our eyes on tonight.
Yeah, the Indians did not play well on special teams. Got a couple of short fields. It's really cost them against the Flora Wolves last week. Meanwhile, for the Indians, Bill, it's trying to find something to hang your hat on. They just haven't been able to do anything very well this season.
No, especially offensively, you see. They've just really had trouble moving the ball. They scored three touchdowns in five games. They've scored no more than 8 points in any given game. In fact, every game they've scored, they've scored 8 points. So, you know, they've got to try to find a way to move the ball, whether that's with number one Parkman playing at quarterback, or if they go with the freshman Winningham, or if they continue to split. But you can see by looking at their stats there that there's just nothing going on offensively.
Indians have given up 459 yards. Actually, they have totaled 459 yards in offense in their entire five games, while they've given up over 2,000 yards on defense. And you can't win that way.
No. What is that, a 5 or 6 to 1 ratio there? You know, so obviously that's the reason that they've been falling well short. In fact, last week was the first time that we've not seen the 40-point clock imposed on the Indians, which is a good thing. You know, it was a good competitive football game last week. It was good to see a good competitive football game, really, for the first time all season.
You know, I told Coach Green, and we'll hear from him coming up here in a little bit, but I told him that, you know, even though the Indians were behind at the half, it was only a 4-point deficit, 12-8, but then Flora came out, took that kickoff, went right down the field, and that was all that all she wrote, as my old late partner Steve Cox would say. And they went on to beat the Indians, just picked them to death passing-wise.
Sure. It just seemed to me like, as we've seen throughout the season, Steve, that the Indians can hang in there for a little bit, but they seem to get worn down, and that's just possibly a result of them just having, you know, maybe 20 to 25 players in uniform.
One positive is that it's another week that the Indians can get the new players acclimated to the ball club, acclimated to the ball club. Christian Beeman, Eli Iver, Skyler Toole, and Hunter Scott are the new members of the team, and they all saw action last week, and another week of practice under their belts to get used to their teammates and perhaps make an impact on the game. We will wait and see. Again, we're at Sinclair Vidone Field here. A big crowd is gathering for this contest. And a smallish crowd over across the way for the Indians. Maybe pick up before the game comes up. Indians, as we mentioned before, on the road for the second week in a row. Next week, a week from tonight, the Indians will be idle. And next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, they'll play the homecoming contest. The Indians will be back at home. They take on the Robinson Maroons. That'll be a Saturday afternoon game. Then the Indians will play on October the 12th in Bridgeport, their final road game of the year. They will play at Bridgeport against the Red Hill Salukis and close up the regular season at home on Saturday, October 20th, another Saturday game. They'll take on Trenton Westland in a non-conference game. That'll be a Saturday afternoon affair on October the 20th. So the season is dwindling down, five games in the books, only four remaining, including the game here tonight between the Indians and the KZ Westfield Warriors. You know, KZ used to be a powerhouse in the LIC, and they were the standard bearers for a long, long time, and hadn't lost, but they lost up here in a memorable game a few years ago to the Indians. In fact, maybe one of the best games I've ever had the pleasure of doing, when Zach Shoulders and the Indians beat them up here at Sinclair Vidone Field. That was knocked off of some kind of a long winning streak they had up here.
Maybe 60 games, and it stands out, 60 games in a row at home, and it was a 30-some game regular season winning streak, Steve, and I'll never forget talking to Coach Wood before that game, and let's assume it was a 33-game winning streak. He said 33-1, and the final score that night I'll never forget, Lawrenceville 28, KZ 25. They had that long drive at the end of the game where they didn't score any points, but they probably picked up five or six first downs, finally gave the ball up to KZ with less than a minute to play. It was the drive of the season, and it resulted in nothing on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it was an outstanding drive that night, and I'll never forget talking to Coach Wood in the postgame, and he said a lot of heroes, a lot of guys, heroes that like. Logan McGuire was outstanding that night. He provided the impetus for the Indians with a big kickoff return that got them sparked up. It looked like Casey was going to roll at the beginning of that game. Then the kickoff return occurred, and the Indians started to get a little bit going. Then they got the lead, and as you mentioned, that drive with the great Zach Shoulders leading the way, getting yards left, right, and then up the middle. They'd get just enough for the first down, and they kept it away from them. And Casey was driving at the end, but they ran out of time, and the Indians picked up the victory. But that was then, and this is now, and these two teams are, again, on a different course here tonight. All right, I did have a chance to talk with the Indian head coach, Chad Green, about last week's contest and also look forward to this game. We'll hear from the coach coming up in just a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the primary care clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
Well, Indians on the road to Sinclair Vidone Field in Casey to meet the Casey Westfield Warriors, and we talked it over prior to the game with head coach Chad Green. And Coach, before I talk about this game, just touch a little bit on the floor game. I know it's disappointment. You got off to a good start, still in the game at the half, but a couple of short fields kind of did you in there, and then their passing game in the second half.
Yeah, sure. I think we got the new kids that came in late in the season and put them in at those corner spots. I think they're still kind of getting used to game speed and whatnot. I think that kind of burned them a little bit as far as in the special teams as well. The new kids kind of wasn't aware what they could and couldn't do. So that's one of those things we have to correct here. And, just unaware of their lack of knowledge until at the game time, it just kind of come back and burned us.
But your first half, I'd probably say, probably one of the better halves you played. You were still in the game
down by four at the half.
Sure. I mean, that was one of the teams we matched up well against. They're like us, low in numbers and low in size. So we matched up well. And I thought going in half, we felt okay. Just got to clean some stuff up. And then it just imploded. I really we couldn't stop what they were doing. Just lack of knowledge.
You're new guys, I think. Another week for them to get another week of practice under their belts and get used to playing with the team.
Yeah, game speed really helps. You know, them seeing things at game speed, you try to emulate that here at practice. It's not possible. It just didn't. We when you're putting the freshmen, you know, in those spots and trying to do game speed, it's just not possible. So the game that last Friday, these guys get to see chance to see what's like game speed against, you know, varsity kids. So that really is an eye opener for them.
KZ tonight for you. They a couple of years ago were taking their lumps. Now they've seemed to be gotten their act together again.
Sure, and they're big. And I think they've got a kid that moved in there from I want to say Marshall, maybe something like that. And he's doing good things there now. The size is really going to give us fits.
What do they like to do?
They're going to do whatever they want, I think, honestly. I don't think we've stopped anybody from doing anything. And we've let, you know, 40 pointed almost every, except for last week. So, yeah, they're going to do what they want, I'm sure. Size-wise, we're not going to be able to do a whole heck of a lot to stop them. They're just so much bigger than we are.
Do they like to run, pass, or do they mix it up, or how do they do that?
They do mix it up quite a bit. We noticed the two films we got on them, they were running – you know, run rough shot over one team, and then they can put it up if they want. So they'll run predominantly. They got the size up front.
How you guys health wise? That's always a concern with your numbers.
Yeah, we came in this week. We got a flu bug or something that came in and really put the hammer on us this week in practice. And then Keaton Wager hurt his ribs, and then he didn't practice all week. We just, you know, just it's a, the flu bug really burned us pretty good, but that looks like we're going in fairly okay.
So what are you going to try to get accomplished?
We're going to try to, honestly, I'm hoping to block better and tackle better. Those two things there, our big problems is just being unable to block and poor tackling. If we can fix those two things, the games end up a lot better. Not so lopsided. We get in the backfield, don't make a tackle. A guy catches a pass in front of us, and we just don't make a tackle. Or the hole was there just for a smidgen, and we don't sustain a block. So it's just those little things like that just come back and kill you.
Maybe a turnover or two wouldn't hurt either.
Sure. Or a lack of.
Yeah.
We things just haven't gone our way. I mean, and I'm not going to use the young thing because these guys have been playing. This is, you know, week six. You know, we're not. We're not young anymore. This is a varsity squad, even though it's freshmen and sophomores predominantly. They got to get over that. So, just hopefully something will turn around for us. We hope.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the Primary Care Clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
Putting the W in WAKO, it's Cubs baseball on Light 103. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Back here at Sinclair Vidoni Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Other games tonight in the league. Flora plays at Alney, Richland County. Paris at Marshall. Newton is at Robinson. Red Hill Salukis idle tonight. They're in non-conference play at Farmer City Blue Ridge tomorrow. You can hear that game on our sister station, The Legend, tomorrow afternoon. It's the Indians and the KZ Westfield Warriors. That's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Back with a kickoff in 30 seconds. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Back here at Sinclair Vidoni Field, I'm Steve Anderson, Indian football on Light 103. Indians will kick off. They won the toss and will defer to the second half. So they'll kick off. Brennan Winningham will kick off for the Tribe. Two men are back deep for the Warriors. Here's a line drive kick taken by one of the up men at about the 20-yard line. He's to the 25, 30, and across the 30 to the 35-yard line.
He fumbled that ball but got it back.
It's Noah Livingston, I believe, on the return. And Casey, first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Don't have the numerals on the field. They do have markers on the sidelines, but sometimes those are hard to pick out, especially when players stand in front of them. So we'll do our best with regard to that. First and 10, though, for the Warriors at the 35. They're clad in their home purple uniforms with orange numerals. Here's a give up the middle to the running back, and that is Storm Washburn, and he's wrapped up for maybe a gain, maybe a loss. No gain, as a matter of fact. It'll be second down and 10. So good defense there by the Indians, their front wall.
It was one of those interior linemen that got him that time, Steve. I'm thinking it was Braden Sherman got in there and maybe tripped him up with a little bit of help from Laskowski.
Quarterback is Marcus Downs. He's a 6'4", 190-pound senior, number 12, up under center. Back moving now. And they give to the third man through, and he powers forward close to first down yardage across the 35. And he's to the close to the 39-yard line, going to be a little bit short,
actually,
I believe. Well,
he's at the, he's about 5 yards short.
Yeah, he is 5 yards short. They marked him down at the 40.
Be 6 yards short. He was at the 40. Well, no, five. Simple math's not my thing.
Timeout by Casey. An early timeout here at Sinclair Vidoni Field. And this timeout is brought your way by Ambrol Federal Credit Union. Back in 30 seconds, this is Indian football on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Sinclair Vidoni Field in Casey, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, early in the first quarter, a timeout, 10:45 to go, opening quarter by Casey. Third down and 5, see if the Indian defense can hold. Four-man front, man in motion to the left side, and Downs gives off to the running back, left side, he's going to be hit, driven down. It'll be fourth down and 5, no gain there. Nicely done by the Indians, and the defense holds. Skyler Toole making the stop for the Indians in there, number 40. Toole, a 5'11", 165-pound junior. And the Indians have forced Casey to punt. Two men back deep for the Indians to receive this kick. So good start here. The Indian defense holds. Low snap, but the kick is away. A line drive kick. And the Indians stay away from it. It'll be downed inside the 25. Looks like the 22. Their own 22 for the Indians. First and 10. At their own 22 with 10:04 to go here in the opening quarter, we have no score. And Indians with the ball for the first time here this evening. I mentioned Casey here with their home uniforms on. It is homecoming for them. Purple uniforms with yellow numerals and white trim. Indians in the white traveling uniforms with the red numerals. the red striping, the red helmets. Indians send trips to the right side, single man to the left side. And the Indians are starting, looks like, Winningham, Brandon Winningham at quarterback. And he keeps it himself off the right side, has running room. He's across the 30. Ball pops loose, and KZ has it. Winningham had good running room on the option play, kept it himself, but he coughed it up. And there is the turnover. I mentioned to Coach Green that it would be nice if the Indians could get turnovers, and he says also not make turnovers. And one offensive play and already a turnover, and KZ in good field position with a short field as they recover at the Indian 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for KZ from there. Just underway here. And no score, but KZ with the first break of the game. They send two men split to the right side, single man to the left. Spread formation for the first time here tonight. And to give, well, keeping the ball up the middle is the quarterback. And he's forward, close to the 25-yard line. And that is Washburn, Storm Washburn, who recovered the ball there. Ball popped loose there for a little bit, and Washburn was right there to grab it.
So far in the game, Casey's fumbled twice, recovered both of them, and the Indians lost the only time they fumbled the football. That's a big difference right there.
Marcus Downs in the spread formation. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left. Back offset to the left side of the quarterback. Gives it to him off the left side. That is Washburn to the outside. He's inside the 20, and looks like he's down to about the 15-yard line. Very, very close to a first down. In fact, it is a first down for the Warriors as they march to the 16-yard line, where it'll be first down from there. The Indian 16. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Single man to the right side. Two men to the left. Back offset to the left side of quarterback Marcus Downs in the spread formation. Downs keeps it himself on left side. Has a big hole. Up the middle he goes. He's inside the 10. Down close to the 8-yard line. And it'll be second down from there for the Warriors as they march toward the Indian goal line. And a chance for the home squad to take an early lead here and capitalize on the Indian fumble. Second down and 2 at the 7, the Indian 7-yard line. Got to get to the 5 for a first down. 8:19 to go on the clock moving here in the opening quarter. No score, but that could change momentarily. Trips to the left side. And they want to throw to the left side. Out in the flats. Pass is caught. Caught out there by Noah Livingston. Livingston is got the first down as he's close to the 5-yard line. First down and goal for Casey at the Indian 5. First and goal for the Warriors at the Indian 5. 8 minutes to go here. Wind has picked up here. We've had a nice mellow drive up here, but now the wind has picked up with the sun going down. Nice cool breeze moving through the field here, Sinclair Bedoni Field. Here is the quarterback up the middle. He goes and into the end zone for the touchdown. Marcus Downs from 5 yards out. At the 7:44 mark of the first quarter, and KZ is on top by a score of 7-0. As they took advantage of that Winningham fumble, marched right down the field and score, and they'll have the extra point kick coming up here momentarily from Dawson Dalipe. Dawson Dalipe is a 175-pound sophomore. Extra point kick out of the hold of Marcus Downs. And looks like we had... Well, they're going to try to... There was an offside penalty. I thought for a minute the official had signaled a penalty. It was offside against the Indians, so that moves them a little closer for this extra point attempt. Casey, 6-0 they lead here. And waiting for the Dalipe kick. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up. The kick is high. And the kick is no good off to the left side. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 7:44 to go, opening quarter. Score, KZ Westfield 6, Lawrenceville nothing. Back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
For me, money means I can do the things I want to do. People's State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Sinclair Vidoni Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. Indians trail 6-0. Casey moving the ball smartly in after a fumble by Brennan Winningham on the option play. Now here's the Casey kick, a line drive up the middle, and it's taken at about the 25-yard line. Up the middle, the return man across the 35 to the 37-yard line. I think that was Brennan Winningham. Indeed it was.
Flag on the play, Steve. I think they got the Indians, but maybe not.
Personal foul. Face mask against Casey.
Yeah. Good deal.
So that'll give the Indians a little free yardage here. Good kickoff return there, and they're going to be in good field position, starting close to midfield. In fact, they will be inside of Casey territory at the 48-yard line. So a major penalty there, face mask on the kickoff return. And the Indians first and 10 at the Casey 48-yard line with 7:37 to go here in the opening quarter, and the Warriors leading 6-0. Indians send two men split to the left, two split to the right. Winningham in the spread formation, back offset to the right side. That's Christian Beeman. Here is Winningham throwing to the side, and it's incomplete. Intended out there for Ryan Schultz, the 6'1", 195-pound freshman. That is off the mark. Second down and 10.
Speaking of the referees, Steve, we know a few of those guys. One of those is our own Justin Akers. Also, we're familiar with Bill McLean and Brian Danks. We see him all the time during basketball season. Good guys, one and all.
7:34 to go. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Second and 10 for the Indians from the Casey 48-yard line. Trips to the left side. Single man to the right. Spread formation. Winningham gives off the left side to Beeman, and he's wrapped up. Wrapped up for no gain. In fact, he may have lost yardage. He did. And it'll be third down and long for the Indians. Casey ready for that particular play there. They got some big size up front. Some big boys on that defensive line for Casey, including number 73, Ethan Garner. He's a 6'3", 265-pound senior. He was right there to make the stop. Third down and long. Third and 11 at the 49. 6:54 to go here in the opening quarter. Spread formation. Winningham back to throw. Has time across the middle. Pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Logan Thompson. Thompson down the sidelines. 40 and knocked out of bounds near the Indian 40-yard line. Interception by Logan Thompson, a 5'10", 175-pound senior right across the middle. And the pass was picked. And he was knocked out of bounds over on the sideline, far sideline.
Got an Indian down, too.
So it's first down, and then the ball was marked at the Indian 39-yard line. That's number 73 for the Indians. It's Logan Angle, 6'1", 205-pound freshman. They help him up. Looks like he's going to be okay walking off under his own power, and that's good to see. But again, another turnover. Two turnovers here early for the Indians. Casey already with a 6-0 lead, and they have the ball at the Indian 39-yard line on the interception by Logan Thompson. So here comes Marcus Downs and the KZ offense. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two men split to the right side. Other ends are in tight eye formation in the backfield. Downs under center. Fakes. Wants to throw. Throws long downfield. Has a man open. It's caught for a touchdown. Touchdown, Livingston. Livingston beat the coverage in the secondary. Beat Lathan Chisholm to the middle. And he caught it for the touchdown. 39-yarder. And Casey, just like that, leads by a score of 12-0 with the extra point attempt coming up here. Downs faked to the running back and threw right down the middle. The man was open.
You'll never see an easier touchdown than that. That was just a simple game of pitch and catch.
So the extra point kick coming up here by the Warriors. Nope, they're going to go for two after they missed that opener, so they'll go for two with quarterback under center. Gives, well, keeps it himself, rolls to the right side, looking, throwing to the back of the end zone, caught for the two. Caught for the two by guess who? Livingston. Two-point conversion is good. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 6:35 to go here in the opening quarter. Score now reads KZ Westfield 14, Lawrenceville nothing. Back with the KZ kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Here's the KZ kickoff taken by the Indians, and that is Skyler Toole. Toole gets up to the 25-yard line and is blasted down there. So the Indians will have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line, trailing early here with 6:31 to go in the opening quarter, 14-0. Fumble and an interception leading to two KZ scores and an early lead for the host Warriors on homecoming. Indian football brought your way by People's State Bank, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. Your community bank. Also by WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10, WTHI, with coverage you can count on. Indians in the spread formation, two to the right side, single man to the left. Backs offset left and right. They give up the middle. That's Beeman. Beeman burrowing forward. Keeps the legs churning, and he has 5 yards to the 30-yard line. Well done by Christian Beeman. Beeman for the Indians is a 5'11", 205-pound junior. 5 yards, second and five. A manageable situation for the Indians. See if they can't do something here on this drive. Single man split to the right side. Two men split to the left. Again, backs offset, left and right. Brennan Winningham in the shotgun formation. Rolls to the right side, wants to throw. Throws to the sides, pass is caught. Diving catch made there by the Indians. Blaine Winningham, the catch. 6'265-pound junior with a diving catch. Close to a first down. In fact, it is a first down as he's across the 40-yard line to the 41. No, I'm sorry, the 36, I stand corrected. He's at the 36. Again, no yard markers on the field. Just these little bitty markers on the side, and sometimes hard to see them when they're special when people are standing in front of them. First and 10 at the 36. Here is Winningham keeping it himself. Brandon Winningham loses the football again, and KZ has it. KZ has it. And another turnover and another Indian down. And that's
Brogan Blagrave.
Yeah, he's down. Another Indian lineman down there, and he's not getting up. So another turnover here. Three turnovers by the Indians here in the early going. Casey recovering that, and they have it in Indian territory. They say that he recovered at the 42, the Indian 42-yard line. Time for an Ambrol Federal Credit Union timeout. 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. It's KZ Westfield 14, Lawrenceville nothing. Back in a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Hi, I'm Jessica Carruthers. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at the Lawrenceville Bank for all Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you or a loved one needs personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperian Care Bridgeport. Aperian Care services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, RT and pain management. Plus, we provide all of the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperian Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Back here in Casey, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian Football on Light 103. They're helping off the Indian lineman, Brogan Blagrave, 5'10", 260-pound sophomore. He has to be helped off, not be able to put any weight on that right leg. So Indians lose a lineman there. And again, another turnover, three turnovers here early by the Tribe.
Well, what can you say, you know? Last week, that it was sort of the same thing. They fumbled a couple punts away, and tonight they've turned the ball over on their first three possessions. And actually, see, they're not doing too bad. They've picked up three first downs, one by running, one by penalty, and one by throwing the football. So they have shown a little bit of signs of life. Unfortunately, all those drives were stopped short by turnovers.
First and 10 for KZ at the Indian 42, already a 14-0 lead. 5:20 to go, opening quarter. Man split to the left side. Man split to the right. I formation in the backfield. Here is Downs wanting to throw across the middle, and it's incomplete and almost intercepted. Sliding attempt made there by Skyler Toole. He was a little short. Bass was well overthrown. It'll be second down and 10. Indian Football brought your way by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville's Banking Center. No better banking. Also by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They have you covered from head to toe. Second down. See if the Indian defense can hold here. Maybe come up with a turnover of their own. Two men split to the left side. Other end in tight. I formation in the backfield. Give to the second man through, and down he goes. Down he goes in the backfield for a loss. All the way back, looks like, at the 45-yard line.
That's, I think, the 40, but it's going to be a... It is the 45.
It is.
Yeah.
So a loss of yardage there.
Loss of four.
And it'll be third down and long. See if the Indian defense can come up with another play and get off the field here. Four-man defensive front. KZ spread formation. Two men split to the right side. Backs offset left and right. Here's the quarterback. Downs under pressure. Going to be get away from the pressure. Throw. Man open. Is caught. That's caught in the backfield there by Livingston. Livingston inside the 20 down to the Indian 10-yard line and a first down. That time Downs was able to step away from pressure. Indians got close to him. Downs able to step away and find Thompson in the backfield for a big gainer. Now Thompson limps off the field himself for Casey, first and 10.
That's a 15-yard line. That's a 30-yard gain.
And first and 10 at the 15. The Indians for the Warriors trying to add to a 14-0 lead with 4:18 to go here in the opening quarter of play at Sinclair Vidoni Field. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. This time, they have a man split to the left side, man in motion to the right side. And they roll to the left side. Downs throws across the middle, and the pass is caught. Caught inside the 10. caught there by number 84, Jacob Self. Self, a 6'3", 205-pound tight end. He's a junior.
Call that a 7-yard gain.
And it'll be second down and 3. Ball at the Indian 8-yard line with 3:35 to go here in the opening quarter. 14-0 Casey, and they're knocking on the door of another score here. Man split to the right side. Man in motion to the left side. Downs gives to the first man through and into the end zone for the touchdown. 8 yards out. Storm Washburn. Washburn scores from 8 yards out. Got good blocking on the left side and waltzed into the end zone. And it's quickly 20-0. Casey with 3:17 to go here in the opening quarter of play. The Warriors on top here with the extra point kick by Dalipe coming up. Out of the hold of Downs. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up, the kick is high, and this time the kick is good. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 3:17 to go. First quarter, Casey 21, Lawrenceville nothing. Back with the kickoff in a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Here's the Casey kickoff, line drive kick, and taken by Toole at about the 15-yard line. He's to the 20, 25, up the middle and across the 30-yard line, about the 32-yard line. I stand corrected, that was not Skyler Toole on the kickoff return there. That was Eli Ivers with the return. Eli, 6'1", 160-pound junior. And the Indians have it first and 10 at their own 32-yard line, with 3:10 to go here in the opening quarter of play. And the Indians trailing 21-0. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left side. That is Ivers. Backs offset left and right. Now a man in motion to the right side. Brendan Winningham at the quarterback, throws, pass is caught out in the flats. And knocked out of bounds is Ryan Schultz. Out of bounds right in front of the Indian sideline. Picked up about 5 yards. Looks like he's about at the 36-yard line.
Call it four.
So the Indians, the second down and 5 from their own 37-yard line. 3:03 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side, back offset to the right side. In the spread formation, Brendan Winningham, the freshman quarterback, 5'10", 165-pounder, gives to Beeman off left side. Big hole into the secondary, and he could go all the way. He's to the 20, 15, dragged down inside the 10, dragged down at the 6-yard line. The longest run of the year we've seen from an Indian back.
That would be 58 yards if they spot him at the 6.
Christian Beeman with a nice blocking up front, and he got into the secondary and showed pretty good speed.
Actually, it's going to be a 55-yard run, Steve. They're placing the ball at the 9.
So first and goal for the Indians, the KZ-9, with a chance to get on the scoreboard here. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Beeman offset left side of quarterback Brendan Winningham in the spread formation. Keeps it himself up the middle he goes. And down he goes about the 5-yard line, picking up about 3 or 4 yards. It'll be second and goal from the 5. Well, they say the 6. So second and goal from the KZ-6 for the Indians with 2:15 to go. Second quarter, chance to get on the board here and cut into this 21-0 lead. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. This time both ends in tight. And wishbone formation in the backfield. Winningham up under center. Gives to the third man through. Beeman up the middle he goes, and he's met by a wall of yellow and purple. And down he goes. At the 10-yard line, lost yardage there, lost about 4. So it'll be third down and goal. Third and goal at the...
I'm spotting the ball at the 11. No, the 7.
Yeah. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Man in motion now to the right side. Long count. Winningham rolling right side. Keeps it himself. Tries to get to the outside. Tries to get to the end zone. Burrows forward down near the goal line. In for
touchdown.
Touchdown. Touchdown, Indians. Brandon Winningham able to run it in from 7 yards out. Thought he lost a little more than that on that previous play, but apparently his knee went down. And the Indians are on the scoreboard nonetheless, thanks to the run by Brennan Winningham, the Indian quarterback. 7-yard touchdown run. 1:07 to go here in the first quarter of play. 21-6. Indians will go for 2, as they have all season long. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Wishbone formation in the backfield for this 2-point conversion attempt. Winningham under center. On the long count. Keeps it himself. Throws to the side. It's incomplete. Actually intercepted.
Yeah, but the play's dead.
Yeah, play dead anyway. Intercepted out there. Marcus Downs stepped in front, and the 2-point conversion attempt is no good.
Well, that's the first time all season, Steve. They've been stopped. They're now 3-for-4 on the 2-point conversion attempts.
People State Bank scoreboard now reads KZ 21, Lawrenceville 6. Back with the Indian kickoff. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Before the kickoff, let's sum up that Lawrenceville drive really quickly. 68 yards, 5 plays. Winningham took it in on a 7-yard run.
Nicely done there by the Indians on the board. And here is Brennan Winningham to kick to restart this game. KZ with a couple of men back deep at about their 10. Line drive kick taken by one of the up men. About the 20-yard line to the 25 to the 30. 35, 40, 45, 50 into Indian territory. Down he goes to the 47-yard line. Yeah, good kickoff return there. That was
Washburn.
Washburn, Storm Washburn. What a great name for a back. Storm Washburn, 5'10", 180-pound junior, number 11. And the Warriors in good shape inside Indian territory to start this drive. With less than a minute to go, 59 seconds in the opening quarter play. Plenty of action, 21-6, KZ. Man split to the left side, two to the right side. Spread formation, Downs. Keeps it himself, up the middle he goes. He's to the 45, or to the 41, the Indians. And knocked down right there. Picked up about 4 or 5 on first down. More than that, actually. Looks like he's at the 41.
Gain of 6.
Second down and 4. Might be the final play of the opening quarter. Play coming in from the sidelines. Head coach Jay Bonner here at Casey. Man split to the left side. Another man split to the right. High formation in the backfield. Pitch to the outside. And There's a running back turning it up. He's inside the 35, 30, inside the 30, and down he goes. There's a flag on the play. That was Casey's Nate Foudy, 5'11", 180-pound junior, number 34, with the carry. This might be called back, blocking the back against the Warriors. That'll negate some of that run. Of course, in high school, they mark penalty yardage from the spot of the foul, unlike college and pro, where they mark it from the line of scrimmage.
So, therefore, he is going to get, Foudy is going to get an 11-yard gain on that play. Then they're going to mark the penalty off, and they'll be right back to about the 40-yard line.
You know, I never really have understand why they do that. You know, football should be uniform all the way through. I mean, this.
Yes, and screen passes should be outlawed, too. We'll talk about that at a different time.
Okay. Okay. Two men split to the left side. Other end in tight. I formation in the backfield. Marcus Downs under center. Second down, and now got an official's timeout for some reason.
Well, I think they're saying it's second and three. I just think they're wanting to make sure that's correct.
You get a block in the back penalty, Bill. You get a block in the back penalty on a play, and you end up with second down and three.
That's because they moved the ball about 11 or 12 yards down the field before the block in the back occurred. And
but it's not fair to the defense.
Well, I just think they're more logically they're right than the college or pro rule. Why should they take the penalty back from the spot? This is going to be the end of the first quarter. We'll talk about this later.
That's the end of the first quarter here at Sinclair Bedoni Field. At the end of one on the People's State Bank scoreboard, it's KZ Westfield 21, Lawrenceville 6. Back with the second quarter in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Back here in KZ, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. Indian football brought your way by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, and also by Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville, your family chiropractors. Second down and three for KZ at the Indian 40-yard line, just underway, second quarter. Give up the middle, and there's a big hole, and the KZ running back is into the secondary. Down he goes inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line. Rumbling forward there, number 41, Logan Thompson, 5'10", 175-pound senior. He had a big hole off that left side, and he almost scored. Was run down by the Indian secondary inside the 10 at the 8. So it'll be first and goal for KZ at the Indian 8. 11:45 to go here in the second quarter. Indians trailing 21-6, and KZ knocking on the door of another score. Two men split to the left side, and they give up the middle and into the end zone for the touchdown is, once again, Storm Washburn. Washburn with a touchdown up the middle, 7-yard run, and KZ extends the lead to 27-6. 11:33 to go here in the second quarter, and the extra point kick coming up by Dawson Dalape. Out of the hold of Marcus Downs. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 11:33 to go, second quarter. KZ Westfield 28, Lawrenceville 6. This is Indian football on Light 103.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan salt therapy room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Back here in Casey, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian Football on Light 103. Indian Football brought your way by the Lawrence County Health Department, Complete Wellness, Body, Mind, and Community, and by Casey State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. For the Warriors' answer here on their homecoming night, they marched right down the field and scored, and they have the lead. 28-6 with 11:33 to go here in the second quarter of play. Ready for the Warrior kickoff. Here it is. High end over end kick taken by Toole at about the 25-yard line. He's up the middle and dumped at near the 28. So it'll be first and 10 for the Indians. Short of their 30-yard line, about the 28. And so the Indian offense back out on the field. Well, Bill, you know, like you say, they've shown the ability to move the ball a few times, but Casey's been gouging the Indian defense for big plays.
Yeah, both on the ground and through the air, and it's reminiscent of what we've seen all season. You know, maybe we'll stop them for a play or two, but something will break wide open, and they'll pick up the big yardage and keep the drive going, or if not, score the touchdown.
All right, and looks like the Indians are going to be forced to call a timeout here. 11:29 to go here in the second quarter. Time for an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 11:29 to go, second quarter, 28-6. Casey, this is Indian Football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce that Jamie Niemerg, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, is seeing patients at the Family Practice Clinic located at 1200 Northeast Street inside SAHF Weber Medical Clinic. Jamie is available to see pediatric patients through age 21. She can care for children who are sick with common illnesses, as well as take care of well checks and physicals. She has a special interest in children with asthma and special needs. To make an appointment with Jamie, call 618-392-2940.
Back here at Sinclair Vidoni Field in Casey, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian Football on Light 103, 11:29 to go, second quarter. Host Casey 28, Indians 6. Indians with first and 10. They mark the ball at the Indian 28-yard line. Spread formation, two to the left, two to the right. Now a man in motion to the right side. They give off to the running back,
that's
Parkman. Parkman still on his feet. Battles forward for maybe 3 or 4 yards across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. First time we've mentioned the name of Damon Parkman here tonight, the 6-foot, 185-pound junior. Tried to sweep him around, but Casey strung it out pretty well. He got more yardage than I thought. He's up to about the 34-yard line, so pick up of about 4 yards, second down and 6.
He will battle for every yard, and boy, he takes some hits out there too. He keeps coming back every week. I bet he's bruised in the morning.
Indians up to the line of scrimmage. Well, looks like we have an equipment problem. One of the Casey players with a blown tire down there.
Maybe it's just untied.
Indian football here on Light 103 WAKO is brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you want for all your projects, get it at Leggett. And also by Wabash General Hospital, people you know, helping people that you love. He's going to have to come off the field and get that repaired, that shoe. Blown tire, I told you, Bill. He's got a blown tire. So he's going to have it changed.
Let's hope for not one of those on the way home in the Waco van.
Yeah, that's true. Man split to the left side, trips to the right side. Now a man in motion to the left side, and we have flags flying all over the place. Illegal procedure against the Indians. Yep. Too many people, and actually a false start.
That is the first Lawrenceville penalty of the false start was. The Warriors have been hit twice for 25 yards.
5 yard walk off. Back to the 28. Second down and 11. 10:33 to go here in the second quarter play. Indians trailing 28-6. Spread formation. Single back in the backfield is Beeman. Here's Winningham throwing across the middle. Pass is caught. Caught by Parkman. Spins away. He's to the 40-yard line, across the 40 to about the 43-yard line, and a first down for the Indians. A nice little slant pattern there, and Parkman made a nice catch and a nice run after the catch for an Indian first down. That was the sort of thing the Indians were getting burned by last week, that slant pass in the middle. And this time they used it effectively offensively. Parkman made a good catch and a good run.
16 yards.
First and 10 for the Indians. DeCasey at their own, I should say, 43-yard line. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side, that's Beeman. Spread formation, Brendan Winningham wants to throw, has time, throws long down the side, and it's caught! No, it's incomplete. Incomplete, almost a diving spectacular catch there by Blaine Winningham as he dove full out. He almost gathered it in there. That would have been a spectacular catch.
That would have been an amazing play, really was. Too bad. It looked like he had it, and maybe came out when he hit the ground. Well covered, too.
The ball was right on the money. But he couldn't gather it in, so second down and 10. So the Indians took a shot there. After picking up the first down, second down and 10 from the 43. Their own 43 with 9:51 to go here in the second quarter. Man split to the left side, two men split to the right, backs offset left and right. Spread formation for the Indians. Five-man front for Casey. They give up the middle. I think that's Parkman, and he's wrapped up. No, he gets away. He's into the secondary. He might go all the way, and he is going to be at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
It's going to be wiped
flag.
Out. Wiped out.
Flag on the play. Parkman bounced off of a bunch of tacklers. I thought he was stopped, forward progress. But the whistle did not sound. He kept his legs churning, bounced off the pile to the outside.
They got Blaine Winningham down here for an illegal block. Too bad. Too bad.
Oh, no, man. Illegal block in the back. So that negates that touchdown. And takes points off the board for the Indians and negates a great run by Parkman. They mark it all the way back to the 22-yard line, the KZ-22. It'll still be first down for the Indians, but they'll not have any points up on the board.
Parkman's going to get credit for a 45-yard run on that play.
So first down for the Indians at the KZ-22 with 9:34 to go here in the second quarter. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Beeman offset to the right side of Brendan Winningham in the spread formation. Here is Winningham keeping himself up the middle. He goes. He's wrapped up and brought down for no gain. A couple of KZ players in there. Big number 73. That's the Ethan Garner. He's a 6'3", 265-pounder. Wrapped him up and stopped him for no gain. Second and 10. At the 22, the KZ-22 for the Indians with 9 minutes to go. Here in the second quarter, KZ already leading 28-6. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back offset, Beeman to the right side. Winningham in the spread formation, throws across the middle, pass is incomplete. Parkman could not handle the ball that time. That was a catchable ball. He was staring right into the face of the linebacker, Nate Foudy. And went off his hands, incomplete, third down, and 10. A costly penalty, takes points off the board for the Indians. A great run by Parkman, wiped out. Third down and 10 from the 22. Two men split to the left side, actually three men split to the left side, single man to the right. Beeman offset to the right side of Brendan Winningham in the spread formation. Blitz coming. Winningham under pressure and hit and sacked. Down he goes. Lost about seven. He was sacked at about the 30-yard line.
one of the linebackers, Downs, came in and got him, but it could have been any number of Warriors. That was like a purple siege.
Yeah, he was snowed under. And now fourth down, four-down territory for the Indians. And just cannot have penalties when you're offensively challenged. And so the Indians had points taken off the board, and now they're fourth down and long. 8:13 to go, trailing 28-6. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Red formation. Brennan Winningham wanting to throw in the pocket. Brings it down, and it's tripped up and brought down for no gain. Fourth down play, and the Indians will turn the ball over. So nothing out of that for the Indians, and so the defense will be back on the field. And Casey will take over with 7:58 to go here in the second quarter, 28-6, Warriors. And the ball marked at the Indian, or the Casey 30-yard line. I stand corrected. See what Marcus Downs and the Warrior offense want to do here. They send two men split to the right side. The other end in tie-dye formation in the backfield, and Downs up under center. Gives to the second man through or off the right side, and down he goes. That was Foudy, and he was wrapped up nicely there by the Indians.
That was
Bradley
Parton.
Churchwell.
Oh, was that Churchwell on the hit? Okay.
Bradley Churchwell, number 8 for the Indians, a 5'7", 145-pound freshman, made the stop. Picked up 1 yard, second down and 9 from the 30. 7:28 to go, and the clock moving here in the second quarter. Spread formation, two to the left, single man to the right, back offset to the right side, now man in motion. Here's a give to the man sweeping to the left side. That is Storm Washburn. Washburn battling for a first down, keeps his legs moving, does have it, 45, very close to midfield. And then a KZ first down with 7:11 to go here in the second quarter play. Looks like a Casey man, maybe down over across the way. Is that a Casey man?
I think it's an Indian.
Yeah, it looks like an Indian again, yeah. Indians have already lost one man due to injury. And it looks like another down over there on the close to the Indian sideline. We won't speculate as to who that is. Time for an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. Yeah. Oh, is he getting up?
No, but there's a flag on the play.
Okay, flag on the play. I'm going to take a break. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 7:11 to go here in the second quarter. KZ 28, Indian 6. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Casey, Downs keeps it himself after faking to a back, and he moves forward to the 33-yard line. That play, with that penalty was against Casey.
Correct.
And so that set him back. So now it's third down and 8 from their 32.
So if the Indians could stop him here, it would be Casey's first punt of the ball game.
6:25 and the clock moving here in the second quarter, 28-6, Casey. Four-man front by the Indians, showing pressure, showing blitz. Here is Downs wanting to throw, has time, throws long, down the middle, incomplete. Incomplete, intended out there for Jacob Self, but he was well covered. Skyler Toole back there with good coverage. And it's fourth down, and Casey will punt. Casey will punt, and Blaine Winningham will be back deep along with Christian Beeman to receive this kick from the Warrior punter. Both the Indian return men are back at about their own 35-yard line. And here is the Casey kick, a high end over end kick. Heads to the sidelines, takes an Indian bounce, and is down at the midfield marker. So a good starting position for the Indians at midfield. As we close in on the half, 6:05 to go, second quarter. KZ 28, Indians 6, but the Indians with the ball and good field position to start this drive. Indian football brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville. Their family serving your family. And Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrall Federal Credit Union. First and 10 for the Indians at midfield. Trailing 28-6, 6:05 to go, second quarter. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Back offset to the right of Brennan Winningham in the spread formation. Wants to throw, now under pressure, scrambling away. Up the middle he goes. He's into Casey territory and picked up about 5 yards. Scrambling around, was able to finally make his way upfield to pick up 5 yards, second down and 5 at the Casey 45. 5:44 to go, second quarter. 28-6, Casey. They've had the lead throughout. Advantage of a couple of Indian turnovers in the first quarter to take the lead. Hit a long pass play. Indians have had a touchdown call back by penalty. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Back offset, Beeman to the right side. Spread formation for Brennan Winningham. Gives to Beeman off the left side. He pounds forward for a couple of yards before being stacked up by purple and yellow. Third down. Third down and 4. Long 4 for the Indians. 4:55 to go till the half. 28-6. Casey on top. Play coming in from the Indian sideline. Head coach Chad Green, his initial year as Indian head man. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right side. Backs offset left and right, spread formation. Winningham rolls to the left side, under pressure now, reverses field to the right side. Now he's scrambling for his life, and he is going to be knocked down short of the first down by a couple of yards. Had a chance maybe to get there, but finally brought down 2 yards short of the first down. At the 42-yard line, will it be fourth down and 2? With 4:11 to go and the clock moving here in the second quarter. Indians trailing 28-6. And are they going to punt?
I don't think so. Surely not.
And the Indians are going to stay on offense. No, they're going to punt. Winningham's back. Brennan back to kick it away.
I'll be darned.
Let's watch and see. Casey doesn't think they're going to kick it. There's the snap. Kick is away. Booming kick. Fair catch called for at about the 8-yard line by the Warriors, number 22. That is Colin Branson, 5'11", 170-pound sophomore. And Casey has it first and 10 inside their 10, about the 8-yard line. 3:38 to go here in the second quarter. And Casey leading 28-6. Homecoming 2018 here at Sinclair Vidoni Field. Indians again here tonight against Casey, then off until a week from tomorrow when they play the homecoming game against the Robinson Maroons. Warriors up to the line of scrimmage at their own 8-yard line. Man in motion to the right side, under center is Downs, gives up the middle, and a big hole there for the running back. He's to the 25 to the 30, 35-yard line up the middle. Oh, some hard running there. He is Storm Washburn. This Washburn guy
does it all, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. 5'10", 180-pound junior, number 11. Got good speed. Kind of loses himself. Not short of stature. Only 5'10". First and 10. At their 34 for the Warriors. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. High formation. They pitch to the outside. There he is again, Dan Washburn, to the 40, 45, dragged out of bounds in the KZ sideline, over the KZ sideline by Parkman, who made a good play to prevent any further advancement, but it's going to be a first down near midfield at the 48, their own 48. With 3:09 to go here in the second quarter play. First and 10 from their own 48-yard line for the KZ Westfield Warriors, looking for their third win in a row, trying to get to the 500 mark at 3-3.
That was Washburn's 10th carry tonight. He's gained 70 yards.
Two men split to the right side. The other end in tight. I formation in the backfield. Marcus Downs up under center. Here he wants to throw. Has time. Now under pressure. Down he goes. Down he goes. Liskowski with the sack. Brian Liskowski, the 5'10", 185-pound junior, bursting through there. Number 56 and the sack all the way back to the 41-yard line. Brian Liskowski's really been a pleasant player for the Indians on defense. He's had several great games for the Indians. And a big sack there. Second and 18 from the 40. 2:32 to go. Pitch to the outside to the running back Thompson. Thompson to the sidelines, has running room. He's to the 40, 35. Cuts inside to the 30. And down he goes inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line of the Indians. And a first down run by Logan Thompson. Thompson, a senior, 5'10", 175-pounder. Another back that's got pretty good speed. But there was a flag on the play, Bill, back near midfield.
And the Warriors are walking backwards, so that's good news.
And they're talking over the Indian defensive captain. It's Blaine Winningham, 6'2", 165-pound junior. And they'll mark the ball all the way back in KZ territory at the 38-yard line. KZ 38. Will be second down and long from there. Clock moving to 18 to go, second quarter. Second down and 18 from their own 38 for KZ. Indians with a five-man front, spread formation. Man in motion. They give to the motion man. And that is Washburn again. Washburn tries to cut to the inside after going outside. Met by the Indian pursuit. And down he goes after about a 4 or 5 yard gain. It'll be third down and long. Ball at the 44. KZ 44. 1:44 to go and the clock moving here in the second quarter play. Third and 14. KZ changing personnel here. Sideline play being flashed. Play number A.
Well, I think
that is.
A was the flip side, Steve. I think the other side might say B.
Yeah, you got it. Here is Downs keeping it himself. Up the middle he goes. And he's going to be dragged down short of midfield by the Indians. Parkman on the stop. Damon Parkman. A minimal gain there. Fourth down and about nine. Let's see what KZ wants to do here with a minute to go in the second quarter with a 28-6 lead.
I didn't think the Indians would punt last time, and they did. I'm certain KZ's going to punt the ball. There's 18 seconds left on the play clock. They're going to wind the clock down to zero, call timeout, punt it away.
But the Indians are going to call a timeout.
Yeah, Indians called timeout first. Stopped the play clock with 8 seconds. Saved 8 seconds. There's 44 to go in the half.
Ambrell Federal Credit timeout. Ambrell Federal Credit Union timeout. 44 seconds to go. Second quarter, 28-6 KZ. This is Indian football on Light 103.
It's Ford Truck Month at Build Option Ford, and that means unbelievable savings on the number one selling truck for over four decades. Save up to $10,000 on a new Ford F-150. Ford is offering 0% financing for 72 months. Drive the truck that leads all industries. Drive the best. Drive the built Ford Tough F-150. Save during the Ford Truck Month at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at buildoption.com.
0% financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See salesman for details.
Indian football on Light 103 is brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford of Washington, Indiana. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Best Way Express, if you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. Casey will punt it away. Indians have two men back deep to receive this kick. Eli Ivers back there along with Parkman. Here's the kick. Indians put some pressure on. Short kick. Takes an Indian bounce, and Casey will down it at the 37-yard line. The Indian 37, first and 10 for the Tribe at their own 37 with 36 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and the Indians trailing 28-6. Halftime programming will be coming up. We'll recap this first half of action here at Sinclair Vidoni Field, and Bill will have his Indian Team of the Week coming up. That's 36.8 seconds away from now. See what the Indians want to do here with the remaining time in the second quarter.
Check it deep, Steve.
The line of scrimmage they come. They send trips to the left side. Single man to the right side. Spread formation. Winningham wanting to throw. Across the middle. Pass is incomplete. Intended for Skyler Toole. Couldn't handle it. Catchable ball.
Flag on the play also.
Wouldn't see who this is on.
I guess not. Yes, there is.
Illegal procedure against the Indians. So that'll cost him 5 yards. Back to the 33, where it'll be first and 15. 33 seconds to go. Second quarter. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Trips to the right side. Single man to the left side. Beeman offset to the left side. Brennan Winningham in the spread formation. Wants to throw. Looks to the middle. Now scrambles to the outside. Spins away from one man. Throws to the sidelines. Incomplete. Incomplete. Had Toole open out there, but couldn't get him the ball. So it's incomplete. Second down. 26 seconds to go here in the second quarter play. Toole is open out in the flat. Throw is short-armed by Brennan.
Brennan's completed 3 of 8 passes tonight for 26 yards. Parkman, Schultz, and his brother Blaine Winningham have been on the receiving end of those passes.
Second down and 15 from their own 33. Trips to the right side, single man to the left. Here is Winningham keeping himself up the middle on the option, and he burrows forward for about 4 or 5 yards. It'll be third down. Looks like the Indians are going to let the clock run out here. 10 seconds to go. They show no inclination to stop the clock. And looks like they're just going to let the time expire here and go to the locker room, trailing here at halftime. 28-6. People's State Bank scoreboard here at Sinclair Vidoni Field in Casey. Our score at halftime, Casey Westfield Warriors 28 and the Lawrenceville Indians 6. We'll be back with the halftime report coming up in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Follow Bryant, Russell, Rizzo, Zobrist, Baez, and all of your favorite Chicago Cubs players. The Cubs play here on Light 103 WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
October. Leggett Lumber and Hardware says don't let the month of trick-or-treat trick you into sidelining those gotta-get-done projects. Get to them before winter does. Get that electrical wiring finished before Aunt June plugs in her hairdryer. Leggett's has all the electrical supplies you need. Electric wire by the foot or the roll. Roofing, lumber, doors, and windows. Stop those winter drafts before they start. All the tools you need and Leggett Lumber and Hardware's expertise. Everything for fall fix-up time at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Get it at Leggett.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Hi, this is Stacy Lockhart. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at Lawrenceville Bank for the Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for more details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Back here at Sinclair Bidoni Field in Casey, I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. We're at halftime of this little Illini Conference affair between the Casey Westfield Warriors and the Lawrenceville Indians, and the Indians are trailing by a score of 28-6. Glad you're with us here on this Friday night. Indians trailed 21-6 after one quarter play. Trailed 28-6 here at the half. Indians did have a touchdown call back by penalty. Could be a lot better in the first half, but as it is, the Indians have been pretty representative here. I realize they're trailing by a lot, but we've seen some better play here tonight than we have in previous games.
Absolutely, Steve. I don't know what the Indians had in total offense for the year, but I'm promising you that the 169 yards they have tonight in total offense is by far their best for the season. It's probably their best for a whole game this season. On the ground, the Indians have run the ball 15 times for 143 yards. Now, Winningham has the most carries. He's got 34 yards on 9 carries. Parkman has carried it twice for 49 yards. He had a big 45-yard run. And Beeman leads the way. Christian Beeman, the junior, he's carried 5 times for 60 yards. He had a big 55-yard run. So if you add the long play that was taken off the board and those other two long runs, that's three big plays for the Indians in the first half alone, and I don't know that we've seen really three big plays all season, so good going there. Casey has carried the ball 22 times for 157 yards. Washburn's their big guy. He's got 75 yards on 11 carries. Thompson's got 39 yards on the ground. Through the air, they've hurt us to the quarterback Downs has completed 4 of 6 passes, 79 yards. He had the 35-yard TD pass to Livingston early in the game. So total offense, 236 for Casey, 169 for our Indians. 8 first downs for Casey, 7 for the Indians. Penalties, both teams have been hit a little bit. Casey's been hit 3 times for 35 yards, and they've had a couple of nice plays called back as well. The Indians have been penalized 5 times for 20 yards. Should we go over the scoring?
Yeah, we can, but first I want to mention that this is the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bob's Pizza, Halftime Report. And I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richards is alongside. Now, get to the scoring.
Okay, the first touchdown came at the 7:44 mark of the opening period. Marcus Downs, the KC quarterback, ran 5 yards to cap off a 33-yard 4-play drive. The kick failed, and it was 6-0 KC. If you remember, Steve, early in the ball game, the Indians had a bad case of the fumbles. They fumbled the ball on their first possession, threw an interception on their second possession, fumbled again on the third possession. For the first 3 times they had the football, they turned it over. That turnover led to Casey's first score. The second Casey touchdown came only moments after the first. It came with 6:35 to play in the opening quarter. Noah Livingston was wide open and caught that 39-yard touchdown pass from Downs, and those same 2 players hooked up for a 2-point conversion. So with 6:35 to play in the opening quarter, it was Casey 14 and Lawrenceville 0. Then Storm Washburn started getting into the acts. He scored on an 8-yard run. Delapi kicked the extra point, and with 3:17 to play in the opening quarter, it was 21-0 KZ. It looked like it might be another blowout unfolding, but the Indians bounced back with what's undoubtedly been their best drive of the season. They moved 68 yards in 5 plays. Brennan Winningham did the honors. He ran the final 7 yards for a touchdown with 1:07 to play. Still in the opening quarter, the pass on the 2-point conversion failed, and at that point, Casey led it 21-6. The Warriors responded right back with Washburn on another 8-yard touchdown run, his second 8-yard touchdown run of the night. Delapi kicked the extra point. That came with 11:33 to play in the second quarter, and at that point, Casey led 28-6, and we've gone the final 11:33 of the first half without another point being scored, which I think is very rare. That's the scoring summary.
All right, so the Indians trail by a score of 28-6, but again, you're looking for positives. The Indians are in better shape offensive-wise than they have been in games past, but again, still trailing 28-6 here at halftime. The KZ Marching Warriors getting ready to entertain this homecoming crowd here. Again, the halftime score is the KZ Westfield Warriors 28, Lawrenceville Indians 6. We're back with more, including Bill's Team of the Week, the Lawrenceville Indian Team of the Week. That'll be coming up. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at KZ at Sinclair Bodoni Field, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, Indian Football on Light 103. Again, if you're just joining us, it's 28-6 KZ here on Homecoming, the Marching Warriors entertaining the crowd here. You're listening to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bobas Pizza Halftime Report. Time now for Bill's Lawrenceville Indian Team of the Week.
Yeah, Steve, tonight we're going to talk about the 1971 Lawrenceville Football Indians of Coach Clarence Reedy. And, you know, Coach Reedy is the all-time winningest coach in Lawrenceville High School football history. I don't know exactly. I can't remember the exact number of wins he had, but this 1971 season kind of set the stage for all of that. In his first season, the Indians were 2-7 and didn't really set the world on fire. Of course, he was taking over, I believe, for Coach Don Myers, who coached the team that one year. But the Indians in 1971 actually surprised a lot of people. They won the Northern Conference with a 7-0 record. They ended up finishing the season with a record of 8-1. The only loss of the season was to Vincennes Lincoln, 30-0. The Alices had a really good team that year. That came after they had won the opening game of the season at Robinson. They finished up by winning their last seven games and claimed the school's third NEC championship in a four-year stretch with wins over Alney, Flora, Salem, Mount Carmel, Fairfield. And this was before the days of Red Hill. In fact, it was right before Bridgeport and Sumner combined to make Red Hill. And that game, the final Friday night of that season, is one that the Lawrenceville people like to remember and the Bridgeport people like to not remember. It was a final score of 80-0. Like I said, it was the third NEC title in a four-year span for the Indians. And it was the 10th football NEC championship for Lawrenceville in its history. And Coach Reedy, a couple years ago, I was talking about that team with him, and he said, you know, they didn't do anything fancy. They never showed off. They just won football games. He said there really weren't any outstanding players. It's just 11 guys pulling together. Now, one of those guys who was somewhat of a standout is David Perrin, and he was one of five All-North Egypt Conference first-team selection that year. Dave was the running back on that team. Other first-team NEC players were guard Dave Jones, center Jack Singer, the quarterback Mark Moore, and running back Mike Lockhart. And then they had some honorable mention players, players we know, Bill Heidbreder, Randy Harris, and Mike Minner, Mike Miller, and also Jim Brown was given special mention. Jim Brown was injured during that season, wasn't able to finish the season, but coaches gave him special considerations and put him on the all-conference team. Of course, there were no playoffs yet. They were still 3 or 4 years away. The Indians would have made the playoffs that year if there were one, but again, they were still 3 or 4 away. So our team this year, or this week, is the 1971 Indians, finished 8-1, won the Northeast Egypt Conference Championship, and set the stage for a fine career by a man you know well. You played for him, Coach Reedy.
1971, I was a freshman at Lawrenceville High School, and Jim Brown, you mentioned Jim Brown, he broke his collarbone. He broke it in practice.
He hit a telephone pole
at practice, at the old high school practice field. Of course, there's the regular field, then you go over the track down to the practice field, and there are poles, you know, that go all the way down through there, and he broke his collarbone. I remember that. We were practicing that day, and he was out. There were a lot of good players on that team.
How did he go about breaking his collarbone by hitting a telephone pole?
Were
they close to the field? I mean,
yeah, they were right there. I mean, okay. you run off the field, and then, you know, you take it, do an out, and then there's a pole there.
I hate to laugh, but it's been a long time ago. But,
yeah.
You know, he ran an out pattern into a telephone pole and broke his collarbone.
Yeah. You know, some of those guys are really great. Dave Jones, Grub Jones, he was an outstanding player, outstanding wrestler, too. Mark Moore, of course, outstanding quarterback. Mike Lockhart, he was pretty good. Bill Heidbreder, Randy Harris was underrated. Bill Heidbreder was a good player. Yeah, that was a pretty good team. I mean, you know, nobody really outstanding there, but they were all pretty good, really good.
Yeah, and again, it set the stage for, you know, for Coach Reedy to really establish something after taking over the program, and you know, it kind of set the stage for Lawrenceville to produced winning team after winning team, year after year after year, which lasted up into the well into the 1980s.
All right, 1971 Lawrenceville Indians. Speaking of Indians, of course, we're less than a week away. About a week away from homecoming. Indians will be homecoming a week from Saturday, playing the homecoming game against Robinson. Also a week from tomorrow, the Hall of Fame, the 2018 Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Four are going to go in, four individuals, aren't there this year?
Yes, there are.
And one team going into that.
Correct. The four individuals are Walter Butch Wolf, and H.J. Payne. They were both Lawrenceville class of 69. Wolf was a basketball and baseball player most known for his baseball abilities. He threw a couple of no-hitters that senior season when the Lawrenceville probably had its best baseball season ever and went all the way to the sectional championship game. And Payne was a basketball player, Steve, and I talked to him the other day, H.J. Payne. He lives out in a suburb of Denver, Colorado, and he's had three sons who all became Division I basketball players. One of them played professionally overseas for 4 or 5 years, and he credits their basketball playing ability to what he learned at Lawrenceville under Coach Ron Felling. And then the other two guys are a little bit younger, Brandon Lockhart and Zach Manley, both going into the Hall of Fame. They were primarily known as golfers when they were at Lawrenceville. I talked to Zach Manley today. He was talking about the time he set the school record with a 3-under par 33 at Lawrence County Country Club. He started that round with three consecutive birdies, then finished with six pars for that 33 school record. Also, there's a team going in. We might have talked about that a little bit last week. It's the 1976 basketball team. Coach Felling ride with the Shide year. The Indians that year finished 29-2, got to Champaign, won the first game, lost the second game, and bounced back to win the third game. And somewhere along the line during that tournament, Jay Scheidler set a record that still exists by scoring 48 in a game.
All right, and so that's next Saturday. The Hall of Fame inductions will take place at Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium. The activities begin with a social hour at 6, and then the inductions itself will be at 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available for that, aren't they?
Yes, you can pick them up at the door if you want to.
At the door? All right, so a week from tonight, or tomorrow night, the Hall of Fame inductions, that's after the homecoming football game. The Indians will take on the Robinson Maroons during that afternoon. Then the Hall of Fame takes place at LHS Gymnasium along with the other activities of homecoming. Hope to see you at the Hall of Fame next week. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bovitz Pizza Halftime Report at halftime here on homecoming at Sinclair Vidone Field in Casey. It's the Casey Westfield Warriors 28, Lawrenceville Indians 6. We're back with the second half in a little bit. This is Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
This is the smooth sound of WAKO Lawrenceville.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
For me, money means I can do the things I want to do. People's State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
This is the smooth sound of WAKO, Lawrenceville.
Back here at Sinclair Vidoni Field in Casey, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103, the Indians Trail. Casey Westfield here at halftime, 28-6. More football tomorrow on our sister station, The Legend, 99.3 FM and AM 910. Red Hill Salukis will venture out of conference. They'll head to Farmer City, west of Champaign, to take on Farmer City Blue Ridge.
You ever been there?
Yes, I have. Last year. A rainy drive up, I-57, hits 74 to the west, and it's off to the left side of the road. Farmer City exit.
Okay.
Just watch
well,
for it.
I'm glad those other guys getting those directions from you.
Yeah, they'll
right how to get there.
They'll be on the air tomorrow. Ryan Seed and Rob McKinley will have the call, 12:45 pregame, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. Salukis came back after losing at home to Paris with a good performance against Newton. They'll be favored against Farmer City Blue Ridge tomorrow. Well, we're ready for the second half. Indians will receive. Glad you're with us. And back deep for the Indians, two men, a little short kick. Skylar Toole takes it at about the 25. He's up to the 30, 35. To the 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, down the sidelines, and he's knocked out of bounds. Skylar Toole, well done. And there's a late flag. Might have been a late hit over on that sidelines. Skylar Toole with his most impressive play since joining the Indian football squad. He got to the outside, showed good speed.
44-yard return.
The Indians have it in KZ territory. And they might have a little more tacked on here. Let's see what it is. Personal foul, late hit, out of bounds. First down for the Indians. Now here comes the penalty mark off. Let's see where they're going to spot this ball. It's going to be deep inside Warrior territory.
Might be half the distance to 13.
No, it's at the, so it's about the 18-yard line.
It's a 12.
All right, it is at the 12.
You just don't know, do you?
I can't tell. I mean, it's hard to say. Parkman, the ball carrier. This scoreboard is extremely slow, too, here.
Well, let's call that no gain. So it's going to be second and 10 at the 12.
Now that's at the 17-yard line. There's 15 yards of, I'm counting 5-yard intervals there.
Now they are seeing it to the 17.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scoreboard very slow here. End split left and right. Spread formation. Parkman at the quarterback here in the second half. Throws across the middle. Pass is incomplete through the hands of Schultz. He was wide open and could not gather it in. Got to make that catch. He was open across the middle and could not bring it in.
Okay, big third down here. Less than a minute into the second half. The Indians score here, and they could be back into the ball game.
11:05 to go. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Single man, well, two men to the left side, two to the right. Back offset. Parkman at the quarterback here in the second half. And there's Casey moving offsides. He might have drawn him off with a hard count. We'll wait and see. It is offsides against Casey, a free five for the Indians. So the hard count brew him off. So Damon Parkman in there, the junior, 6-foot, 185-pounder in there at the quarterback. Brendan Winningham played the first half. Now Parkman in there. Spread formation, wants to throw, throws, passes caught by Beeman. He's inside the 10. He's to the close to the 5-yard line, still on his feet. Big scrum over there. And finally, the whistle sound.
Did he get the first down is the question. I believe he did, yes. They're marking it inside the 5, and it'll be a first down and goal for the Indians.
So the Indians knocking on the door here with 10:52 to go here in the third quarter play. It'll be first and goal from the 5. All this set up by that very good kickoff return by Skyler Toole. And the ensuing penalty. Indians are in good shape here. First and goal at the 5. Two men split to the left side. Two split to the right. Back offset. Beeman to the left side. Damon Parkman in the spread formation. Keeps it himself to the outside. Has some running. Oh, he's tripped up. He had some room to the outside, but got tripped up. And he's down at the original line of scrimmage at the 5. Tough break there. Parkman was ready to ramble into the end zone. As it is, no gain. It'll be second down and goal from the 5. 10:11 to go, third quarter play. Indians trailing 28-6. Knocking on the door of pay dirt here. See if they can get it in. Two men split to the left side, two men split to the right. Beeman offset the right side of Parkman. Now he moves himself to the left side. Spread formation. Here is Parkman faking. Give it to Beeman to the outside. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown. Christian Beeman. 6-yard run, they call it. 6-yard touchdown run. And the Indians are on the board here in the second half. And trail now 28-12. 9:43 to go here in the third quarter play. So the Indian newcomers, Christian Beeman, Skyler Toole, making themselves felt here on this drive. Now the Indians will go for 2. They have all year long. No kicking game for the Indians with regard to extra points. So they'll go for 2 here with Parkman at the quarterback. Two men split to the left, two split to the right, 3 on the play clock. Got to get it off quick. Here's Parkman wanting to throw to the end zone. It's incomplete, out of bounds. Even if the receiver had caught it, it would have been out of bounds, intended for Blaine Winningham. So on the People Takes Bank scoreboard, 9:43 to go here in the third quarter play. Score now reads Casey Westfield 28, Lawrenceville Indians 12. Back with the Tribe kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past.
And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Short kickoff by the Indians and taken by the up man. He's on his feet and into Indian territory. That was number 84 for the Warriors. That's Jacob Self, 6'3", 205-pound junior tight end. He got a short kick and weaved his way through traffic and Indian territory all the way to the Indian 37-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors from there.
Steve, that's a significant scoring drive for the Indians. It's the first time all season they've scored two touchdowns in a game. The 12 points are the most they have up. The drive covered 17 yards, four plays, took 2:17 off the clock.
Let's see if the Indian defense can come up with a stop here after that kickoff return. Downs under center, and we have movement along the line of scrimmage. We'll see who moved, and Casey pointing at the Indians. Of course, the Indians pointing at Casey. And it's a false start against the Warriors. Head coach Jay Bonner down there disagreeing with that call. 5-yard walk-off, and the ball now at the Indian 41-yard line. Well, it'll be first and 15 from there. 9:33 to go here in the third quarter. Got a game brewing, 28-12. Indians still down by a couple of scores. But we've seen worse.
Have we ever this year? Seen better, too.
Underneath center is Downs. Man split to the left side. And Downs rolling to the left side, wanting to throw. Throws long, has a man down there. It's incomplete.
Oh, they're going to call the flag.
Flag on the play. Interfering.
I think that was Blaine Winningham back there. I thought it was pretty good defense, but the referee was a lot closer to the play than I was.
Pass was intended for Colin Branson, the 5'11", 170-pound sophomore. Pass interference against the Indians. I did, too. I thought maybe, if anything, it might be offensive interference. I mean, the defender has a right to the ball, too, but they say the contact was initiated by the Indian defensive back. So it'll be a first down, and they'll mark the ball off from the line of scrimmage.
Penalty. Mm-hmm. That's the Indians' fourth penalty tonight for 35 yards.
And bar marked at the Indian 25. First down for Casey from there. Warriors already leading 28-12, trying to answer an Indian score. Man split to the left side. Backs off set behind Downs under center. Pitches to the right side. And there he is. Washburn again. Cuts to the inside. He's inside the 20. Knocked down at about the 15-16-yard line. Picked up good yardage there.
Boy, they've run that play several times tonight, Steve. They get a couple of linemen, pull it out, and they toss that ball to the guard, running back. And he's got all kinds of blockers out there. And it's worked with great success for him.
Storm Washburn. 5'10", 180-pound junior. Second down and two from the Indian 18 with 8:50 to go here in the third quarter. KZ leading 28-12, trying to add to it here. Man split to the left side. I formation in the backfield. Another man split to the right. And Downs, Marcus Downs under center on the long count. Three on the play clock. Gives up the middle to the fullback, and he's got running room, heads to the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Fowdy. Nate Fowdy. 5'11", 180-pound junior running back, able to score.
That and was an answer, wasn't it?
Aided by the penalty. Pass interference penalty on the Indians, and Casey answers, and they lead 34-12 with 8:33 to go in the third quarter with the extra point kick attempt by Dawson Dalape coming up momentarily. Out of the hold of Marcus Downs. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up. Kick is high. And the kick is no good. Off to the right side. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 8:33 to go. Here in the third quarter, score now reads KZ Westfield 34, Lawrenceville Indians 12. Back with the kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Hi, I'm Jessica Carithers. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at the Lawrenceville Bank for all Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you or a loved one need personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperion Care Bridgeport. Aperion Care's services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, respiratory therapy, and pain management. Plus, we provide all the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperion Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Back here in KZ, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. KZ 34, Lawrenceville 12, Indian football brought your way by Loeb Oil, family-owned and privately held oil and gas exploration and production company. They've been in business for over 70 years. A line drive kick, and it bounces away from Eli Ivers, and it goes into the end zone for a touchback. So the Indians will go first and 10 from the 25.
That was a really good job by Eli Ivers on that play, CB. Looked like he was going to pick the ball up about the 5 or 6 yard line, but he saw how fast it was rolling, knew if it went into the end zone that they would get the ball in the 20 instead. He had the presence of mind to know that there weren't really any Casey players close enough to pick that ball up. He did a good job of letting it roll.
So first and 10 for the Indians at the 20. I think I said 25. That's incorrect. At the 20.
That's the college rule, Steve.
Yes, college.
Pros too, I believe.
So the Indian offense back out on the field. See if they can put something together here. It's looked better offensively tonight than any time this year. They send two men split to the left, two split to the right. Parkman in there at the spread formation. Keeps it himself to the left side. It's going to be dragged down from behind after about a 5 yard carry to the 25 yard line. It'll be second down and 5. Damon Parkman, almost a horse collar tackle there. Very, very close. Second down and 5. Play coming in from the Indian sideline. Chad Green, Indian head coach. Corey Juergens, Chester Lewis, Mark Jones, Lonnie Schultz, Jacob Seed, and Kenny Waller up here in the booth with us. Those are the coaches for the Indians. Trips to the right side. Parkman wants to throw, has time, now brings it down. He is up the middle, bounces off one man. He's to the 35, across the 35, still on his feet to the 40-yard line, still moving. Moving the pile forward to the 42. And a first down run by Parkman.
It's going to be a 17-yard gain. He now has 71 yards rushing on the night on 6 carries.
Damon Parkman with that great desire. Kept his feet churning and bounced off a couple of players and picked up a first down at the KZ 42-yard line. First and 10 with 7:33 to go here in the third quarter. 34-12. KZ on top. Two men split to the right side. Single man to the left side. Backs offset left and right. Parkman in the spread formation. Gives up the middle to Beeman. And Beeman is brought down by a sea of purple and yellow.
No gain on the play that time for Christian Beeman.
So second down and 10. Clock continues to move here. 6:57 to go, third quarter. Damon Parkman in the Indian huddle. Brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Sends two men split to the right side. Single man to the left. Backs offset left and right. Parkman in the spread formation. Back to throw. Throws a screen. It's caught out there by Skyler Toole. First down. And a flag on the play.
Yeah, it's almost like the intended receiver for on that play was Parker Green. Steve, the ball originally went off the hands of the lineman before it went into Toole's hands, and obviously that is ineligible receiver. Linemen can't catch footballs, or we'd all be stars.
Okay. Second down. an official's conclave here.
Now, maybe they're just going to say the ball bounced off of him.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to catch it. It's bounced off him and went to Tool.
He wasn't trying to catch it, but he stuck his hands up. I don't know. We'll see what the I saw one of the referee down there pointing to his shoulder, like it ball bounced off his shoulder pads. So maybe the Indians will catch a break and they'll call this pass complete. They're going to pick the flag up or not? Now they're going to bring another referee in to talk about it. And he's clear over in the other side of the field. What could he possibly have to say about it?
I don't know.
Okay. Ineligible receiver downfield. Yeah. Or illegal batting or...
Yeah. Tough break for the Indians there. They had a screen set up and Tool made a good catch, but they blew it dead.
And Casey's saying they want to take the penalty. Obviously, they don't want to take the 4 or 5 yard gain by on the screen pass. Okay, they're going to step it off.
So they'll mark the ball inside the 40.
That's a 15-yard penalty. Goodness gracious.
All the way inside the 30 to the 28.
Five penalties on the Tribe tonight for 50 yards, and they're backed up again.
Trips to the right side, single man to the left side. Parkman in the spread formation. Beeman split to the left of the Indian quarterback in the spread formation. Parkman wanting to throw, tries the same play, throws it to Beeman, tried to get to the outside. He is still on his feet and dragged down after maybe a gain of 3 or 4 yards. Worked hard for those 3 or 4 yards on that screen. That's what they wanted to set it up to initially, the play where they were penalized. And now we have another flag on the field.
Mercy sakes.
We'll see what this is about. Officials conclaving over there. .6:18 to go here in the third quarter. Indian football is brought your way by Gray's Restaurant in Bridgeport, serving delicious steaks and fried fish for over 70 years. Also by Perry and Care in Bridgeport, providing a level of personal caring that goes beyond post-hospital rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care. Still conclaving over across the way, the officials.
By the way, Steve, well, we got a little break in the action. The Indians did win a fresh slop or a JV game Monday night. I believe the final score was 38-35. The game was at Flora. So something good happening this week in the Indian football program. And it's another penalty on the Indians, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Another 15-yard penalty on the Indians.
No, now they're walking it off against Casey. We'll wait for the official indication here. Still have not got an official indication from the official. Never did get a call.
I think that was offsetting penalties. I think that's the only thing it can be.
And we still never got a call. All right. 6:13, the clock moving. 34-12, the ball marked at the 38-yard line, the Indian 38. That's where they'll go. Second and 14. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Parkman, empty backfield this time. Spread formation, four defensive front, man defensive front. Parkman throwing long downfield, and the pass is incomplete. Incomplete. Indian sideline over there, clamoring for a offensive, or I should say a defensive pass interference call there, but no call forthcoming. It'll be third down. 5:48, clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Parkman shows a good arm. There, he threw that ball almost 40 yards downfield on a line. Incomplete, though. Good coverage. So it's third and 14 from the 38. They're on 38. 5:48 to go, third quarter. Trips to the left side. Single man to the right side. Beeman offset to the right side of quarterback Damon Parkman. Throws to the sidelines. Pass is caught out there. caught by the Indian receiver, Schultz. Ryan Schultz, the freshman. And he is near the 45-yard line, short of the first down. It'll be fourth down. 34-12, 5:29 to go in the game. So the Indians are going to punt. Brennan Winningham is in to kick it away. And Casey will get the ball back. Two men back deep. Miles Singleman back deep for the Warriors. Dawson Dalipe back there. Line drive. And Dalipe lets it bounce inside of the 20 to the about the 15, 16-yard line. Well, it'll be first and 10. Ball at the 15, they say. First and 10 for Casey from their own 15-yard line.
It's a 40-yard punt.
So the Indian defense back on the field along with the Casey offense as we close in on the end of the third quarter. 4:59 to go, 34-12, Casey. Casey looking for their third straight win. They're 2-3 now. Indians bidding for win number one on the year, but have to come back in the remainder of this game to do that. But they have shown more life here tonight offensively than any game all year long. That's encouraging to see. This game is bogged down here in the second half by officials' conferences.
I don't know if any of those referees are lawyers, but they sure act like it tonight, huh?
Uh-oh. Now I think we have law enforcement on the scene.
Yes. Of course. We know those refs, some of them. Justin Akers, Bill McLean, Brian Danks. Looks like they're heading toward the Indian sidelines. You know, Steve, one time, a long time ago, we were at a basketball game up here. You remember the late, great Gerald Goff?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the day he got kicked out up here at the basketball game?
Yes,
indeed. One of my favorite stories to tell of all time. It's reminiscent of that scene.
Yep.
You were here that day, surely.
I was.
The referee? What was his name? Anyway, Gerald told him where he needed to get his head.
All right, we're waiting for play to resume here. Indians on defense, Casey on offense at the 15. Casey at their own 15. 4:59 to go here in the third quarter play. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Glad you're with us. Friday night action. Here we go. Man split to the left side. And the other end in tight. High formation in the backfield. Quarterback Marcus Downs under center. Casey with a 34-12 lead. Man in motion to the right side. They give off the right side to the running back, and he's dragged down after maybe a 2-yard gain. That was Washburn again. Storm Washburn. Storm. He's a 5'10", 180-pound junior. Pretty good player. And speed. Man split to the left side, the other end. Split to the right, high formation in the backfield. Downs under center, pitches to the outside. And there's the fullback, Logan Thompson, getting to the outside. Got the yardage, maybe close to a first down. Had to get to the 25. They mark him very close over on the Casey sideline. Was there a penalty over there? I think there's a penalty right in front of the Casey bench. Flag down there. We didn't see initially, but so now we have another officials conference here. This has been first half was fast-paced. play, and now we're bogged down here by officials.
I don't understand what's going on. It's still going to be second and six. It looks like they're just saying the play doesn't, well, I don't know. Now they're going to call the penalty. Looks like the penalty's on the Indians.
On the Indians.
Yeah.
And they mark it.
That's a 15-yard mark off.
All the way up to the 47-yard line. Their own 47 for Casey.
Casey was on the 20. Now they're on the 47. So all that netted a 27-yard gain. I'm assuming, I'm going to say 12 of that was on the carry by Fowdy.
In split left and right. Downs under center. High formation in the backfield. Give it to the second man through to the outside. That is Fowdy. Nate Fowdy. And he gets to the outside for maybe 2 or 3 yards, close to midfield. In fact, that's where they'll mark him. Well, they'll mark him short of midfield at the 49. Well, it'll be second down and about 8. Casey on top. This time, man split to the left side. They pitch to the right side, to the outside, trying to sweep again with Fowdy. He's to the 45, inside the 45, down to the 41-yard line. They've used that sweep with great effect. Fowdy this time, and usually Storm Washburn has been on the receiving end of that pitch on the sweep. First down for the Warriors into Indian territory at the 42-yard line. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter play. Casey on top, 34-12.
Boy, this third quarter's
dragged along, hasn't it?
It's taken about 40 minutes so far, I think.
In split left and right, I formation in the backfield. Downs rolling to the left side, wanting to throw. Throws man open right in the flat. That's Washburn. He's to the 30, to the 25, inside the 15, and down he goes at about the 12-yard line. First down, catch, and run by Washburn. And the KZ in business inside the Indian 15 at about the 12-yard line. Will be first down from there. Let's say it's a 13 now. 2:59 to go here in the third quarter of play. Casey knocking on the door of another score here. Man split to the left side. Man split to the right. I formation in the backfield. Pitch to the outside. There it is to Washburn again. Up the middle he goes. Inside the 10. Down about the 9-yard line. Picked up about 4 yards. Good stop made there by Liskowski of the Indians. Also in there for the Tribe is Ryan Schultz, number 42.
Give him only 3 on that. It looked like he had a lot more than that, didn't it?
Second and 6 at the Indian 9. 2:15 to go, third quarter. In split left and right. Downs up under center. Gives to the second man through, and this time he's dropped for a loss. That was Fowdy. And it'll be third down and long here at the 9, Indian 9, with a minute 50 to go. And it looks like we have an Indian player, that's Skylar Toole, holding his left arm over on the sidelines. Not good. He's going to head to the sidelines, replaced in the Indian lineup by Latham Chisholm.
Okay.
Ball marked at the 11-yard line now. Second and 8 from there. Casey from the Indian 11. Leading 34-12. Indian showing pressure up front. Here he is. Downs keeping it himself up the middle. Dives forward inside the 10. Down to about the 7. I think they marked his knee at the 7-yard line. So it'll be fourth down. Indian defense stiffening up here a little bit. against Casey down here near the goal line. Be nice to come up with a stop here. Fourth down. Warriors changing personnel here. Washburn into the game for the Warriors. 11 seconds on the play clock. 1:02 to go. Third quarter, 34-12. In split left and right. Downs under center. Pitches to the left side, to the outside, to Fowdy. Fowdy looking for a block from Washburn into the end zone for a touchdown, but a flag on the play.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to call that hold. Boy, that was obvious holding against the Indians, and thank goodness they threw the flag. That touchdown's not going to count, so both teams now have one taken off the board.
So Casey penalized here, holding. Nope, illegal procedure against
him. Okay. Well,
and
holding.
Also a hole, too, yeah.
Okay, so he called both penalties.
Double whammy.
Okay. They're not going to mark them both, obviously, off, but I do think they'll take the 10-yard penalty and move the ball back to about the 18 or so, where it'll be fourth down.
Well, less than a minute to go in the third quarter, 48-4. 48.4 seconds to go, I should say. Then they mark the ball.
Okay, who carried 15. Did Downs carry on that play or Fowdy?
Fowdy.
Okay. So he carried to the 5. So he gets 3 yards on the carry, and then they mark off the penalty.
Now the clock moving, 45 seconds to go in the period. Fourth down.
Yeah, there's 19 on the play clock, so they will run one more play this quarter anyway.
Well, fourth down, this will be it for them. They got to get a first down. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. 6 seconds on the play clock. Downs under center. I formation in the backfield. Wants to throw. Under pressure. Throws to the middle of the field. It is caught for a touchdown.
Washburn again. There's that man again.
This is number 10, Layden Dunifan.
Okay.
With a catch. Layden Dunifan. 6'1", 210-pound tight end. Caught it. And a touchdown for Casey. Touchdown, Warriors. Right in the back of the end zone, a leaping catch. And a touchdown for the Warriors. And the extra point kick coming up from Dawson Dalape to increase this lead. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up. It's blocked. Blocked in there. Blaine Winningham got in there and blocked it away. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 17.7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We had a flag on the play. Let's see what this is now. They might be able to kick this over again. It looks like it's going to be against the Indians. So they'll get to kick this over again, or try for two, whatever they want to do. Most likely kick it again. Dalape goes out there to try another kick. With 17.7 seconds to go.
Now they're going to run up, line up in their offense and try to run it in.
Yeah.
Only half the distance to the goal is what it should be, so here we go.
They'll go for two here. Pitch to the outside. To Fowdy. Fowdy is stood up. Well, he gets in for the score. He was stood up for a moment and then bounced off and into the end zone for the 2 points. 17.7 seconds to go. Third quarter. Score now reads on the People's State Bank scoreboard. KZ 42, Indians 12. We're back in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Best Way Express is looking for you.
Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, one-year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
CBS News is next on your home for easy and refreshing music. This is Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Back here at Casey Sinclair Bodoni Field, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. Kickoff by Casey, and guess what? Another penalty.
Oh, surely you're kidding.
No, there it is, the flag across the field.
Somebody must have lined up offside. It looks like it was the Warriors.
Illegal procedure against Casey.
So looking at the penalties, Steve, the Indians have been hit 1, 2, 3, 5 for 50. And this will be Casey now having 85 yards in 7. 7 for 85 for Casey. 5 for 50 for the Indians, 7 for 85 for the Casey Warriors.
And a majority of them been in this third quarter. It has taken forever to play. 17.7 seconds to go. Casey leading now 42-12, 30-point lead here on homecoming. Cool off immensely here over the last several hours.
It's frigid.
It is. It is indeed. So Dalipe will kick from 5 yards further back. And the kick is taken by Eli Ivers. And he's up the middle across the 35 to about the 38-yard line. Washburn on the tackle for the Warriors. So the Indian offense will have 10.3 seconds to work with here in the third quarter, trailing by 30, 42-12. See what they want to do here. Play coming in from the sidelines. That's quarterback Damon Parkman. Brendan Winningham played the first half at the quarterback. And they went with Parkman here in the second half. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Parkman wants to throw. Short drop pass over the middle. Caught by Winningham. Blaine Winningham, a one-handed catch. And he gathered it in inside of Casey territory at the 40-yard line. Well done by Winningham. A spectacular one-handed catch.
It's a 20-yard gain.
And a first down for the Indians at the 40 of the Warriors. And they're going to let the clock run out here in the third quarter play on the People's State Bank scoreboard after three quarters here in Casey. Score now reads Casey Westfield 42, the Lawrenceville Indians 12. Back with the final period in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Back here in Casey, I'm Steve Anderson. Glad you're with us. Ready for the fourth quarter, Indians. First and 10 at the Casey 40-yard line. Parkman spread formation, in split left and right, to the left, to the right. Parkman under pressure, throws, the pass is incomplete. He was hit right as he threw, and the pass off the mark and incomplete. Indian football Brought your way by Larry Bob's Pizza of Lawrenceville, famous for delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game?
943.
Okay.
2612.
All right, there the number is. Larry Bob's Pizza. 11:55 to go in the game. Indians second and 10 from the KZ 40-yard line. Trips to the left side, single man to the right. Beeman offset to the right side. They fake it to him. Now here's Parkman wrapped up. And down he goes, sacked for a loss. Fake to Beeman, and then down he went. Parkman was snowed under by the Warrior defensive line. Big number 84 in there for the Warriors. It's Jake himself. He plays on offense and at defensive end on defense. And he was right in there on Parkman. Well, down he goes.
Take 5 yards off the team rushing total for the night on that one. And it's third and 15.
From the 45, the KZ 45 for the Indians. Trips to the left side, single man to the right, spread formation. Parkman looks to the left side, throws out there, Winningham in the middle, dives forward across the 40-yard line to about the 38 of KZ. Fourth down, though. And the clock continues to move with 10:55 to go in the game. Fourth down, Indians trailing as they are by 30 points. We'll go for it here. Four down territory. Fourth down and long. Fourth and about nine from the KZ 39. See what the Indian Brain Trust has come up with here. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. 5 seconds on the play clock. In split left and right, spread formation. Parkman wanting to throw. Throws across the middle, and the pass is incomplete and almost intercepted.
Boy, Steve, he took a hit on that. I mean, he was really belted by one of the linebackers coming right up the gut. Glad
incomplete.
He got it off.
Incomplete at fourth down. It was fourth down, so Casey takes over on downs. So the Indian drive is thwarted, and the Warriors take over in their own territory. At the 44, I'm sorry, at the 39. The minute, or 10 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the game. And a 42-12 lead. Here's Downs under center, pitching to the outside. There's Foudy trying to get out there. He has running room, 45, 40, inside the Indian territory to the 45.
Oh, ball
may have lost loose. Ball's loose. Who picked it up?
I think Casey got it. The Indians aren't
excited. Like Storm Washburn, who was the lead blocker on that, was Johnny on the spot there. And he jumped over that fumble. Otherwise, the Indians would have had a turnover. As it is, first down inside Indian territory for Casey at the 41. So a tough break there. Indians couldn't come up with that loose football. 10 minutes to go in the game. Trailing 42-12. In split left and right, Casey. With backs offset in the backfield, Downs under center, pitches to the outside. There's Storm Washburn. He has running room to the 20, to the 15, heads for the end zone, and he is going to dive inside the 5 and knocked out inside the 5. It'll be first and goal for Casey at the 4-yard line, most likely. Wait for him to officially mark it.
That'll put him over 100 yards on the night, and boy, they're just not having any trouble at all getting outside on the Indians in this
football. They're wearing the Indian defense down here, these plays, these sweeps.
He's down to the 2, a 39-yard gain from Washburn. That gives him 138 yards on the ground tonight.
So first and goal from the 2 for Casey, the Indian 2, 9:44 to go in the game, already leading 42-12. Here's a give to the running back, Washburn. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Washburn. Another score for Casey, and they increase the lead to 48-12.
Well, it's getting out of hand.
And it's warmed down the second half. Started to sweep to the outside, sweep to the right, sweep to the left. And they've taken control here with the Dalipe extra point kick coming up momentarily.
Yeah, one score away from getting the 40-point clock into motion.
Dalipe with the extra point kick. Here's the kick. It's up high, and there's another flag on the play. It's against the Indians, I think. Let's see. Casey started to run off the field.
I think the kick was good, and they maybe be able to just be allowed to take the extra point. We'll see what's going on here.
Offsides against the Indians, refused. Extra point is good. So with 9:39 to go in the game, score now reads on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Casey Westfield 49, Lawrenceville 12. We're back with the kickoff in a moment. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Casey State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at Casey State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. Casey State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Back here at Sinclair Vidoni Field in Casey, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside Indian football on this Friday night. Indians trail Casey 49-12. 21-6, Casey led after one quarter, 28-6 to the half, 42-12 after three quarters, 49-12 right now with a Casey kickoff coming up here. Two men back deep for the Indians. Looks like Skylar Toole back into the game. Good to see that. And looks like Eli Avers back there as well. Here is Toole taking it about his 16-yard line. He's to the 20, up to the 25-yard line, and down he goes from there. So first and 10 for the Indians from their own 25-yard line. 9:32 to go in the game. And it is 49-12. So they need offense out onto the field. Casey defense. Warriors again trying for their third win in a row here, trying to win on homecoming. Get to the 500 mark. Indians looking to avoid 0-6, and probably not going to happen. 9:32 to go. Single man split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Backs offset left and right. Spread formation. Here is Brendan Winningham back in there at the quarterback. Gives off to the running back, Beeman. Beeman off the left side across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Nice run there. About 7 yards for Christian Beeman. And fairly effective on the ground.
Well, he's now rushed 8 times tonight for 72 yards.
Second down and 2. 8:58 to go, and the clock moving in the game. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Brendan Winningham in the quarterback. Beeman offset, gives off to the left side, and he has some running room. First down yardage, and he is into across the 40 to the 43, and the first down run.
11 yards that time.
Yeah.
So if he could just somehow tonight gain 17 more yards, he would be the first Indian this season to go over the century mark, and I don't think it happened all of last year either.
8:33 to go in the game. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. First and 10, Indians at the 43, their own 43. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Here is Winningham wanting to throw. Throwing long down for Blaine. He makes the catch. Catch inside the 25 to the 20-yard line. First down for the Indians. Winningham to Winningham there. And a nice catch by Blaine from Brennan. And the Indians have a first down. They mark him down at the 21-yard line, the KZ 21 on the long pass play. Clock stopped, 8:17 to go.
He's now caught 4 passes this evening for 69 yards.
Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Spread formation. Beeman offset to the right side. And here is a give to Beeman to the outside. Has running room up the middle to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Indians. Christian Beeman, 21 yards.
104 on the ball game, and his second touchdown tonight. How
yes,
about
indeed.
It?
Indeed.
How about it? What is that, three touchdowns? Four. Four touchdowns tonight for the Indians.
And 2 points conversion coming up here.
Nay, that's only three touchdowns, isn't it? It's okay.
Indians go for two here. Trying to get to 20 points, trailing 49-18. See what they want to run here. Winningham up in the center. Full house backfield. Ends in tight. 2-point conversion attempt coming up. Here is Winningham rolling to the right side. Throwing to the back of the end zone. And it's caught. Nope. Knocked away. And a flag. Flag on the 2-point conversion attempt. They might get to try it over again here. Might have been interference. Wait and see. Wait and see here. Yep, it
pass
is.
Interference.
So half the distance of the goal. They're still going to go for two, of course. They always do.
There's not been a Lawrence County team this season yet attempt a PAT in the form of kicking one through the uprights.
7:54 to go in the game. Indians trying to get to 20 points here. Highest scoring game of the year, needless to say. Again, full house backfield. Brendan Winningham up under center on the long count. Gives to Beeman, trying to burrow through for the two. Did he get there? They let him pile up, and looks like he did not get in. Did not get in on the 2-point conversion attempt. 7:54 to go in the game on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It is Casey, Westfield 49, Lawrenceville Indians 18. Back with a kickoff in a moment. This is Indian football on Light 103.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan salt therapy room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Back here at Sinclair Vidoni Field in Casey, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson with me. I'm glad you are as well. 7:54 to go in the game, 49-18. Casey on top.
Now the Indians had three touchdowns this season coming into the game. They've scored three tonight. They made all 3 2-point conversions prior to tonight. Tonight they made none, but still, 18 points on the scoreboard. It's a big sign of progress.
Indian kickoff forthcoming here. This game has dragged along in the second half, mainly due to penalties and various other things. Now we're ready to go. Brendan Winningham will kick to restart this contest. Casey, a couple of guys back deep at about their 10-yard line, ready to receive this kickoff. Here it is, a short pooch kick. Taken by one of the up men at about the 40-yard line, Jacob Self. And Casey will have good field position. They're at their 40-yard line, first and 10 from their own 40-yard line with 7:53 to go in the game and a 49-18 lead. So I would expect Jay Bonner, the head coach, to try to eat some of this clock up. And got 49 points.
Or he could just run a sweep and score in a couple of plays.
Yeah, that's possible too. First down at the 40, their own 40 for the Warriors. They bring him up to the line of scrimmage. Marcus Downs in there at the quarterback. Under center. In split left and right. Eye formation in the backfield. Gives it to the second man through up the middle. That's Washburn. And he's tripped up in the backfield by Blaine Winningham for a loss of one. .735 to go. 49-18. Warriors up to the line of scrimmage. 16 on the play clock. In split left and right. Downs under center. On the long count. Pitch to the outside. There is Washburn again. He has running room to the 45, 50, 45. Just skips inside to the 40-yard line and dives forward inside the Indian 40 to the 38-yard line.
22 yards.
First down carry for Washburn as he continues to have a big night.
He's now to 164 on the night. 19 carries.
Clock stopped on the marking of the football. Now they mark it and the clock stop starts. 6:50 to go. 49-18, Casey. In split left and right, I formation in the backfield. Marcus Downs under center, surveying the Indian defense. Five-man defensive front. Indian showing pressure. They give up the middle to Washburn to the outside. Now that cuts to the inside. He's inside the 20, 15, 10, and down to the five-yard line. Down to the five-yard line. Washburn stumbling and running over people. And he's goal, first and goal at the Indian 5. And again, the Indian defense has been out there quite a bit in this second half, and they're wearing down. Limited personnel over on that sideline.
That's his 20th carry, 198 yards rushing.
6:19 to go in the game, and Casey knocking on the door trying to get another touchdown here. Leading 49-18, I formation. Man split to the right side. Downs under center. And now we have a timeout wanted by Casey. On the People's State Bank's scoreboard, actually, Ambrall Federal Credit Union timeout. With 6:04 to go in the game, Casey 49, Indians 18. We're back in a moment listening to Indian football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Thanks for turning on the light. Light 103.
Back here at Sinclair Vidoni Field, Steve Anderson with Bill Richardson. Casey's put in a whole new offensive unit with the game firmly in control. Here's a new quarterback. They give up the middle. At the quarterback now, as it looks like, number 21, Aiden Brenton. He's a 5'9", 150-pound freshman.
That ball was fumbled, Steve. The Indians have the ball.
And the ball popped loose as they tried to punch it in, and the Indians have it inside their five. Right at the five-yard line, as a matter of fact, they made the recovery. So the Indian offense onto the field.
Who'd you say the new quarterback was?
Aiden Brenton, 21. But they took their whole offensive unit out here in front of the homecoming crowd to give him an ovation. So secondary people in there with 5:58 to go in the game, 49-18, the game firmly in hand for the Warriors. All right, Indians spread formation. Here's a give to Parkman off the right side. He's to the 15, to the 17-yard line. Well, they say he's marked at the 15. First down. First down by the Indians by Parkman. Got out to the 15-yard line. Indian football brought your way by Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. They're under new local ownership. They're committed to the best quality and service in Lawrence County.
Okay, Steve, we've got Beeman over 100 yards, and if somehow we could get Parkman to maybe break off a long one, he needs 24 yards to get 100 himself. Let's do it.
Here is Brendan Winningham on the option play, away from one man, spun around, and now dragged down short of the 20-yard line. Picked up about 4 or 5. It'll be second down with 5:10 to go in the game. So the Indians are closing in on having 200-yard rushers?
Correct. Well, you know, Parkman has 76 yards now. He needs 24 more yards.
Yeah. 4:50 to go in the game. Clock moving, 49-18. Indians trailing.
I say it's going to happen.
Brendan Winningham, wishbone formation in the backfield this time, ends in tight. Here is a give to Beeman off the right side. He spins and is stood up. Keeps to his feet, but finally he's brought down after a 2 or 3 yard gain. Be third down. Third and short, third and about 3. 4:22 to go in the game. KZ leading 49-18. Trying to hand the Indians their sixth loss of the season. The line of scrimmage come the Indians. Again, they've gone to this tight formation with the wishbone in the backfield. Winningham pitching to the outside to Parkman, trying to get him to the outside. Spins to the inside, first down. He's to the 35, burrowing forward close to the 40-yard line. 39 is where he's at. And the first down run for the Indians, so they'll keep the ball with 3:45 to go in the game. Trailing 49-18.
It's like he's at the 35. Give him 12 on that. Makes him 88. He needs another 12 to get to the 100.
Play coming in from the Indian sideline. 3:34 to go in the game. To the line of scrimmage again. Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Brendan Winningham under center, gives to the first man through, and that's Brandon Blackwell, 5'10", 170-pound senior, and he was wrapped up. Hunter Scott, I stand corrected, that's 38 instead of 36. Hunter Scott, one of the new Indians, 5'10", 140-pound sophomore. Number 38. 2:50 to go in the game. 49-18. Only a yard gain for Scott. Second down and 9 from their own 35 for the Indians. Again, ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Brendan Winningham up under center. Gives to the third man through off the left side.
Scott again.
And pile down there. It was Latham Chisholm got that carry.
Okay.
5'10", 140-pound junior, number 28.
I thought it was 38.
Again, up to the line of scrimmage. 1:56 to go in the game, 49-18. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Here's Winningham wanting to throw. Throws to the sidelines. Intended for Blaine. Incomplete. And it'll be fourth down. Fourth down and about 8. With 1:45 to go in this game. 49-18 Casey. And the Indians call a timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is 49 for KZ, 18 for the Indians. Back in a minute. It's Indian football on Light 103.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here at KZ, I'm Steve Anderson. The Indians are going to punt. Fourth down and 8 from their own 36. Not going to give KZ a short field here with the game firmly in hand, so they're going to punt it away. Single man back deep for the Warriors at about his own 35-yard line. Brendan Winningham in to kick it away. High kick. Devin Wright stays away from it. It takes an Indian bounce, and it'll be down by the Indians inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. KZ at their own 27. A minute 33 to go in the game. And first and 10 for the Warriors with the game in hand. 49-18.
38-yard punt.
And we'll see how the Warriors want to play it here. Most likely take a couple of knees and enjoy the homecoming victory. You got to give the Indians credit, though. Played their best game of the year here tonight. I mean, it doesn't realize that looked like it scoreboard-wise, but they've done some things positively here tonight. Here is a give to up the middle. The ball is popped loose. Indians have it. Picking it up is the Indians' number 10, Brendan Winningham. He came up with a recovery. Ball popped loose right into his hands. He started to make his way up, and he was tackled at the 24-yard line. KZ 24, so the Indians have a chance to add some more points here maybe if they can do something with a minute 24 to go in the game. 49-18 they trail. Brendan Winningham stays in there at the quarterback. Now they got to get some personnel in there. 10 seconds on the play clock. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Wishbone formation. Ends are in tight. And they give to the second man through. That's Chisholm. Chisholm burrowing forward to the 20-yard line. Picked up about 4. It'll be second down and 6. 1:05 to go in the game. Post-game show coming up. Recap this contest. Talk it over with Indian head coach Chad Green. 53 seconds to go in the game. Second and 6 for the Indians from the KZ 20-yard line. Again, the Indians with the ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Winningham up under center. Gives to the back, and he's rumbled down. That was Hunter Scott that time, number 38. 27 seconds to go. Third down and 6. No gain there. To go in the game. 49-18. KZ on top. They've led throughout. Like Scott, Hunter Scott heading out now. An arm problem. 23 seconds to go. Indians can run one more play. Try to get this into the end zone. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation. 14 seconds to go. Winningham up under center. On the long count. Pitches to the outside. And the running back up the middle. Skyler Toole. Toole still on his feet. Stood up. Driven down, and that will end the ball game. Final score on the People's State Bank scoreboard here from Sinclair Bononi Field. KZ Westfield Warriors 49, Lawrenceville Indians 18. KZ improves to 3-3 with the victory. while the Indians fall to 0-6 on the season. But there were some positive things here tonight, much more positive tonight than we've seen in the previous five games. Again, the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard, KZ 49, Indians 18. Bill and I are back with the postgame show in 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
It's Ford Truck Month at Bill Dobson Ford, and that means unbelievable savings on the number one selling truck for over four decades. Save up to $10,000 on a new Ford F-150. Ford is offering 0% financing for 72 months. Drive the truck that leads all industries. Drive the best. Drive the built Ford Tough F-150. Save during the Ford Truck Month at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See salesman for details.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan salt therapy room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you, and like us on Facebook.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go teams!
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Best Weight Express is looking for you.
Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Weight should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Weight has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Weight Express, 833-237-8929.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
This is the smooth sound of WAKO Lawrenceville.
Back here at Sinclair Vidone Field in Casey, the fans filing out here on homecoming 2018 for the Warriors as Casey gets to the 500 mark with their third straight win. They beat the Indians here 49-18 tonight, but the Indians showing progress with regard to becoming a football team. taking little baby steps. They had a good night here, showed some offense and some defense as well. Made some mistakes, of course, but those are going to happen with this young ball club. At the end, the Indians lose 49-18, fall to 0-6 on the season. Kesey at 3-3. The Indians had Christian Beeman rush 11 times for 107 yards here tonight. And also, Damon Parkman came close to 100 yards, 9 carries for 87 yards. Kesey had 460 yards total, but the Indians racked up 341 yards. They had 238 yards on the ground, led by Beeman with 107 yards, and they did pass for 103 yards. Blaine Winningham had 4 catches for 69 yards on the night. Again, Kesey with 460 yards, and they were led by their fine back, who rushed for over 100 yards. That was Storm Washburn, 5'10", 180-pound junior. Got over 100 yards. And again, Kesey winning here 49-18. We'll be back with more here on the post-game show. Head coach Chad Green will talk about this game with us. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Hi, this is Stacy Lockhart. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at Lawrenceville Bank for the Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for more details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're back here at KZ, where the Indians have lost 49-18. Joined in the postgame show by Indian head coach Chad Green. Chad, I know the score is lopsided 49-18, but your ball club did some things here tonight.
Sure, and I'm that's proud of them. I mean, they fought from whistle to whistle, or you know, quarter to quarter, and that's all I've been really been waiting for this to happen from game one till now. This is they finally starting to get it. That you just keep trying, keep pushing from play to play. So. This was turned a little bit of a corner tonight with that.
Had a good rushing attack. Christian and Damon both close to 100 yards. In fact, Christian got over 100 yards. It's been a long time since you had a 100-yard rusher.
Yes, and it's we had a lot of backup linemen in there. We got injured and got injured again, and we had to get guys in there that don't normally start and play for us, and they played well. I was really proud of them.
Too many turnovers at the very beginning kind of put you in the hole, but again, you got to take little baby steps in order to run.
Sure, and that's what I was telling them even at halftime. Said we were, if we don't give up those three turnovers, this is a different ball game. So we give them short fields; they're going to punch it in. They're bigger, stronger, faster than we are. It is what it is. We didn't have one senior in the field tonight. We were juniors on down. So I'm proud of the way the guys played.
Bill, you got anything to add?
No.
Again, this is a building block here. I know it doesn't look like that, and I know 49-18, but. But, you know, compared to what you had been looked like in the first few games, it's got to be encouraging.
Sure, and that's what I told him. I said the score isn't indicative of what really the what they did tonight. It was really I was impressed with how they played. We got to build on and move forward. Just erase those mistakes, penalties too. But you know what? The penalties I'll take. We weren't getting penalties at the beginning of the year because we weren't being aggressive. At least we're being aggressive now. I'll take it.
Okay. Well. Another week of work for you, and then we'll see you next week.
Sure, thank you.
Indian head coach Chad Green again. Indians lose here by a score of 49-18. Time now to pick our players of the game. First of all, we'll pick our Loeb Oil offensive player of the game. Slick offensive player of the game. Christian Beeman.
Clearly, obviously, yeah. I don't have my stats here in front of me. Christian Beeman tonight carried it 11 times for 107 yards and scored two touchdowns. Had a 5-yard touchdown run, 21-yard touchdown run. Again, 11 carries, 107 yards, and he's the Globe Oil Slick player of the game.
And the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Defensive Player of the Game. Who do you think, Bill?
Well, I talked with Coach Green on the way up here about that, and he gave me two names, one being Brian Laskowski, the other being Damon Parkman. I think since Laskowski's already won the award once and we're not supposed to go with two players, I would give it to Damon Parkman tonight.
All right, Damon Parkman, the Bill Dobson Ford Defensive Tough Player of the Game, and again, Christian Beeman, the Loeb Oil Slick Offensive Player of the Game. Well, the Indians again showing progress here. I know the score doesn't sound like it, 49-18, but as we told the coach, baby steps. They'll take baby steps in order to run, and the team showed a little heart, some abilities, some play, spirited play, and that's what you want to see.
Yeah, exactly. And again, there were no seniors on the field tonight, so what we're seeing tonight is what we're going to see next year too. I think they can. If they can continue to progress like they have just from this last week, well, next year could be really bright.
All right. Well, that doesn't do it for us from here at Sinclair Vidoni Field.
Steve, I just want to say I'm not going to be here next week, but I'm really, truly sorry I'm going to miss the game because what we saw tonight would be a lot more fun to watch.
All right. So we'll see you next week. Won't see Bill next week, but we'll see you next week, hopefully, here as the Indians are at home. 1 week from tomorrow, and again, next Friday, the Indians will be idle. They'll play the Saturday homecoming game. That'll be at Loeb Field Saturday against the Robinson Maroons. Kickoff will be at 1 o'clock, and I believe it's 1 o'clock.
If it's not 1, it's 2.
I think it's 1 o'clock. We'll have to check the schedule here. And it is... a 2 o'clock kickoff. I was wrong. 2 o'clock kickoff. So we'll be on the air, 1:45 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the kickoff.
Yeah, big weekend. They got the homecoming parade and mixer next Friday. Football game next Saturday. So all you Lawrenceville Indians out there, have a good time.
All right, that's going to do it from here. Thanks to our producer engineer back at the Waco studios, Dennis Poland, for his good work. Again, thank you for listening. Indians fought hard here tonight, but lose to Casey on homecoming here at Sinclair Vidoni Field, 49-18. Steve Anderson saying so long from Casey.
This has been Lawrenceville Indian Football on your Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville Indian Football has been brought to you by People's State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Loeb Oil. Lawrenceville Indian Football can be heard all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting. Chicago Cubs action is heard here all season long on Light 103 WAKO Lawrenceville, Vincennes.